Thank you. Louis V, Neiman Marcus, Gucci Beats, Marciano Luxury, Louis Vuitton. code.
Mike Q.
hold it, hold it.
Starting promptly at 7 p.m., followed by Grand March.
Admission to this event is $30. Tables are $100 if purchased by April 1st, $150 afterwards. Free admission given to everyone tested, and the house or family with the most members tested receives $1,000. Second place house or family receives $500, sponsored by Abounding Prosperity. The icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, will be on the mic. The location, the luxurious Dallas Informant Building, located at 1950 North Stemmons Freeway in Dallas, Texas. Please contact Father Danny Escada for questions, for host hotel info, or for table purchases at 972-370-6473. Or the overall Father Neiman Marcus Escada via Facebook at Marcus Fox. Also, visit the event page on Facebook, Escada Mission Possible House Ball, for detailed information. The 5th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, February 23rd, 2013. Grand prize number one, open to all team states, the Dream Team, for $2,000. Grand prize number two, open to all performance, for $1,000. Legends versus $1,000 club winners. Versus of the year versus challengers. Mini grands include Drag's Realness for $500, Butch Queen's Schoolboy Realness for $500, Butch Queen European Runway for $500, and Female Figure Runway for $250. Again, that's Saturday, February 23rd. The 5th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Location, Victory Lane Entertainment Venue, 2330 Tiptonwood Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina. Doors open at 9 p.m. Awards presentation begins at 10. Ball begins at 11 p.m. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $200. Seats, 10 with refreshments. Your commentator for the evening, the icon Jack Mizrahi, and your DJ, legendary Von Allure. There will be free and confidential HIV testing that will be offered by the Powerhouse Project. And don't forget the official Carolina Awards Ball Aftermath, that Sunday, February 24th.
I now give to you.
You can take all the pictures you want.
The controversial.
Was not here's a friend of yours. She's a friend of mine, darling.
Unstoppable.
She won't make money off of my name, darling.
Legendary.
And that's why all the true beauty's been there.
Mother Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are back for another installment of the show. This is the number one radio station in ballroom history. Well, we are the only radio station in ballroom history. I want to wish everybody that's on the phone lines and everybody that's in the chat room and everybody that's going to download this show tomorrow a happy motherfucking new year. We are back and we are live on the air. It has been 2 long weeks, honey. And, bitch, we are here. We are in full effect. I want to thank Jasmine and all her staff, honey, that works with her, that knows nothing about the ballroom. and everything for definitely giving us our new intros. They was working on it all for the last 2 weeks, so everybody has new motherfucking intros, and we're going to get this motherfucking show started. The girls have been wanting it and wanting it for the last 2 weeks, and we are back. It's going to be hot and as messy as motherfucking ever. Without further ado, let me bring on my esteemed cast members, because we're all here and we're ready. Let me start with my girlfriend from across the pond, Miss Motherfucking London Motherfucking Bridges.
Clock the hair,
clock the mug,
clock the nails, clock my skirt.
You better get into it.
Clock the bag,
clock the
shoe,
clock the shoe.
Now punch the clock, it's time to work,
work, work, work, work, work, work, work.
Move over, amateurs, taking mine, taking yours.
Somebody better hold my purse.
Figure it out like Nancy Drew, catch on quick like Harley Lou. Hold on, check me, boo. Not you, I'm a pro.
Hey, Miss London.
Oh, that was cute. Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, hey.
Oh, really? Oh. Well, you sit right there, honey, before we start chatting, honey. Let's go get our brother from another mother, honey. He's the overall iconic father of the House of Prodigy. It's no other than Rodney Prodigy.
Everybody put your drinks in the air!
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks
up. Pull them up.
Put your drinks
up. Let's go, let's go.
Put your drinks
up. Pull them up.
Put your drinks
up. Pull them up.
Put your drinks up, put your fucking drinks
yo,
up.
Put that bottle up in the sky till it looks like rain when it pours in her eye. My, my, you're so high. Drunk off the bubbly, you don't know.
Hands up, TikTok, hands up, TikTok.
Rodney.
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
We're doing fine. How you doing?
I'm good. Live on location. In Dallas, Texas.
I know that's right. Let's go get our messy motherfucking sister, honey. The girl said they have not liked that our sister has not been being messy for the end of 2012. So I hope she's going to bring the noise tonight, honey, and give the girls what they want for 2013. I don't have to say her name. Y'all already motherfucking know.
You know you got a right to do whatever you like to. Don't see we got the right one, that right one in the club. Always the flyest, always got her hands the highest. She stopped drinking Diet Coke, she on that Coke diet. She bat her eyelids, that girl is so wired. I know she's so tired, but ooh, she on fire.
What's going on, Miss Snow? Miss Alexis Snow? Hello?
I'm going to go on for a minute, Kelly, but I'm back with the jump off.
Oh, you're back with the jump off?
I'm back with the jump off.
Oh, well,
do
everybody like they do intros?
Rodney's intro was eating it. Yes, I got life.
I like mine too,
but Rodney's intro was really eating it, Kelly. I got life off of that.
Oh, well, everybody, we're here, we're live, we're back on the air. I know I don't see all of y'all since the new year, honey, but I want to say Happy New Year to all of y'all. Well, I see it's London, honey. I don't know if I did or if I didn't. But Happy New Year to all of y'all.
Kelly, wait, so I'm just with you guys, that's it?
What did you say?
I'm just on the line with you guys, that's it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's just family, right?
I'm just saying, you guys didn't catch the joke, it was a kiki, you guys didn't get it, so.
Who were you saying that we left out, London?
My two-party cast, some of them.
That's tomorrow night.
I don't know where I caught it.
They said they don't like the fact that you having a ball coming up, Miss Say. They said they want you to get back to making it motherfucking snow.
Wait,
so you gotta make it fucking snow.
Wait, what? Are we having a ball coming up, Alexis?
Alexis?
I said, when you have a ball coming up, there are some things that you can't do, you can't say to after your ball. Rodney, I know you are well aware of that. I have a function coming up. Get ready. It will be here. Flyers will be circulating.
No free promotion. I never heard of promotion.
Hold on. Wait a minute. London, let me do this. As of 4 o'clock this afternoon, I have been deemed legendary. And the House of Couture, I am the new overall mother. And I will be making our debut at in Atlanta this weekend. Kelly will be coming back as the overall East Coast mother. And we'll be having our house ball in September in Atlanta, Georgia. So I want everybody to come out and join the House of Couture as we celebrate our existence.
And just for the viewers, Alexis, I know you're a big girl, and when it gets hot, you don't like, you know, paying for AC. But can you close your window and stop sitting by it so we can actually?
No, that's not Alexis or London. That's Rodney. He's in the bowling alley.
Thank you, London. Keep it the fuck cute.
Oh, right.
Don't start no shit, and it won't be done in 2013. Okay.
So where are we going with this show tonight?
In the market.
Where are we gonna start, Kelly?
Alexis,
I can't get over this. You throwing a ball as a couture.
London, just calm down. It's gonna be, you know, you'll get your personal invite. I may need you to judge. So just, you know, the categories will be circulating and the flyers will be out in when we go to Atlanta. Okay. So, Kelly, let's do the right way. Let's recap first. What has happened over the past 2 weeks? I don't remember.
Well, in the last, I don't know what has happened. I have been, you know, feeling like the cunt for the last
you've been
month
feeling
and
like
a half.
The cunt? Hold on.
Yes.
Wait, you've been feeling like the cunt?
Yes.
Well, how have you been feeling like?
So can we go back? Can we go back to the beginning? I don't mean to cut you off.
Go
can
ahead.
We go back to the beginning when Stuart and
Oh well, London wakes the motherfucking London shakes the motherfucking table then.
When Miss Stewart stormed the alliance meeting and her and Clinton going at it.
No, that was not Clint, that was my father, Brandon.
Well, yeah, her and Brandon were going, what was that about?
I don't know. After looking at the video, I was just like, what the fuck is going on down there? And they were going to fight it. Then I think they said Stewart almost was about to attack
Rodney. The girl said, can you mute your phone until you're ready to talk?
And then Andre stood up to Stewart. And
no,
I was like,
no.
He didn't stand up?
No,
what?
He stood down.
Oh, he
what?
Sat down, London.
No, but I tell y'all, it's no shade. It's no shade. No, London,
He pointed to Brandon and said, no, Brandon said it.
No, London. I don't know how long London has been around and in the scene and everything, but we definitely do got to give Andre a round of a motherfucking applause in this thing. Okay, hold on. I'm going to tell you why afterwards.
No.
We're going to give Andre our first round of applause for 2013. Because if anybody knows Andre, when Andre gets into an altercation with somebody, Andre sits down and Andre does not say any motherfucking thing. I gag when I seen this footage, and Andre was up perched like he was ready. So that's why we give Andre our first round of applause for 2019.
Kelly, I enjoy you being the directing mother, but, you know, sit down for a few.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
She's been doing a lot of sitting down lately.
No, because the video was very much blurry. You couldn't really tell what was going on. And
No.
Focused.
I don't know what copy you saw.
Stuart's
we saw
focus
clear.
Was on Brandon, not on Andre.
Oh, thank you, Carla. I'm glad you said reminded me of that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Right, but Stuart's focus was on Brandon, not on Andre. So.
Oh, well, I guess we got two different versions.
Yeah, you have a clever video?
You know, maybe not. You know, I can't
speak
Callie, one thing.
Fuck all that, y'all. Let's get to this for good shit. So, Callie, what's going on? They say Emma Frost told you need to stop your shit.
Who's Emma Frost?
So what was that about?
Who's Emma Frost?
Emma Frost, the mother of all mothers.
I don't know who Emma Frost is, but nobody could never tell me this.
Huh?
Oh, you talk about Naya?
Yeah, she told you to stop your shit.
Oh, you know,
what
they...
What was that about?
It was no shade or no malice behind it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for 2013... You know, last year, in the end of last year, I told the girls, it's a lot of different people that has been looking at me for different things and different opportunities that's going to be coming my way.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and it's just all about, you know, how to spin my PR in the right direction, still be the catty and shady Kelly, but spin it in more of a positive direction because it's a lot of things that's going to be happening, you know, in the mainstream myself coming for the 2013.
In the mainstream, you tell them that, you know, you are Kelly Couture. Kelly, the caller said that, no, Andre did not stand in the steward. He paid it like the usual pussy he is. So, anyway.
Now, you know, Mizrahis, I did not say all of that. So.
No. Never mind. I can forward messages. I don't have a problem.
Mm.
Yeah, so what was next? It was a lot of things. I had a list because remember last week we was going to have a show last week, and it was a lot that I wanted to cover. It's so much that's been going on.
Wow.
There's a lot of forbidden territory that a lot of people are playing with. They're scared to touch on. So, you know, I don't always want to be the bitch that seems like, oh, she always got some shit in her, you know, some bad news. There's always some drama with her. But New Year's, we went to Pier 94, and I really enjoyed Pier 94. Me, Didi Temperez, Carlos, Aga, Carlos, Ebony.
We watched
Ballroom
News, Ballroom Documentary.
Oh, child, shut up. All us was there. We had a nice time.
I see it's going to be a battle between you and London for 2013.
It's not a battle for what?
So is TikTok actually now Father Revlon?
Alexis?
What are you asking me for?
You're the mother.
Okay, let me explain something to you right now. Let me tell you, y'all ain't talking to no dumb bitch. And there are just some topics I personally am not going to get involved with. Have you seen my brother's track record?
She nervous, London. I'm live on cam.
What you say, Alexis? You're
not going to touch that subject
because you don't
want to touch. See, I'm not no dumb bitch. I know the pot is hot, okay?
Since Alexis don't want to stir the pot. I want to stir the pot. So what had the tea is, what's the tea is going around that that Tick Tick left the House of Chanel, or he was kicked out of the House of Chanel, and he's, you know, given much, and I heard he's supposed to be the new overall father of the House of Revlon come MLK weekend. But I don't know how true that is, and, you know, and it was some others here, but I don't know.
Well, I'm sure the father of all fathers is listening. He'll probably be on the line shortly. So we probably can get that squared away.
But I definitely did confirm that, and somebody just sent me that he is a Revlon, but I don't know about overall father, the new overall father, but he is definitely a Revlon. So they said the Revlon's is in the motherfucking building. So you bitches better break it.
Yes, God, that's the chance.
That's what they're giving, honey. They said the Revlon's in the building. So you bitches better break it. Say you hootay, hootay.
Who's that Revlon?
Yes, honey. I love that chant. R.E.V. Yes,
hello,
that's right.
Man.
Okay,
hello,
honey. The
Revlon. Oh, God.
Oh. Who's the Olga?
Wait, did the girls drop the phone?
Oh, shit.
Anyway, moving right along in a very professional manner.
The number to the show is
34.
Wait, but talking about Balenciaga, did John get into an altercation?
No, somebody said that was an app. That he used to alter his picture. So I don't really know. And for me personally, I don't see why someone would want to post a picture like that.
Right.
Mm. It wasn't a very good image.
Hold on. Facebook just went off. And somebody, my Facebook just went off. Hold on. Waiting for it to come up. It's coming back up now, honey. Somebody said, Alexis, are you the new PR spokeslady for the House of Balenciaga?
Why would I be the new PR person for the House of Balenciaga? That's my sister Corey Balenciaga's job.
Oh, okay, that's Corey's job. Hey, Corey!
I'm not affiliation with the House of Balenciaga. That's just my
That's only until Grand March, Facebook user.
Grand March?
Well, hold on, Kelly.
Let me go ahead and get this out of the way. Lundy, you seem like you want to knock at my door. What's the problem? What's going on?
I'm gagging that you don't have a bell that I can ring.
Wow. I mean, knocking the door, I'd prefer you to knock.
I'm going to fuck y'all too up. My internet is really doing shows over here right now.
Girl, if you stop stealing other people's signal, you won't have that problem.
Girl, I don't steal other people's signal, but I definitely want to give a shout out.
Is that spitter back there?
Yeah. Yeah, you started with that lady, and you want that lady to get on the phone, London?
Kelly, where
and
is
you know,
the
hold
call?
On, hold on, let me put the phone on speakerphone so London can speak to her. Hold on. London, you're live on speakerphone.
I do not need it raining in London.
Oh, shit.
Okay, well, you know, anytime you want to speak to her, you just let me know, and I'll have
happy,
her go pick up one of the other headsets.
Happy New Year, Nanushka.
London said Happy New Year's. She said Happy New Year's. She's in a movie right now, honey. But I definitely want to, before it turns 12 o'clock, I definitely want to wish, she's a frequent listener to the show, I definitely do want to wish the icon, Cabbage, 007, but she's going to always have her name, Ebony, a happy motherfucking birthday. It's her birthday. Happy birthday, Cabbage.
Happy cake day.
Yes. And I also...
Mother, I say happy belated birthday to my father, Tony.
Oh, y'all are in the doghouse.
Yeah, I was getting that too. To the icon, father of all fathers, Tony R-E-V-L-O-N. It was his birthday, so happy birthday to him. And I also want to give a happy birthday shout-out to Tyshawn Milan. It was also his birthday when we was on vacation. I also want to give a happy birthday shout-out to Foxy Milan. It was also his birthday.
Buka.
And I also want to give a happy birthday shout-out on Sunday. It was his birthday, to Buka Milan. And I also want to give a happy birthday shout-out to Joel Mizrahi. It was his birthday. I also want to give a happy birthday shout-out to Rock Garcon. It was also his birthday. And anybody else that I missed,
Stanley
happy
Milan
birthday to y'all,
awesome.
Too. Okay?
Gertie screaming Revlon, when he going to change that name? I don't know when he's going to change his name on Facebook, sweetie. Why the girl said that the only reason why TikTok is a Revlon is because Tony bailed him out. Is that true? So the caller that just inboxed me that question, as far as I know, I'm not sure, but that's what I heard also.
Well, you know, if you send for it, it will come, honey.
Well, you know, I'm not sending out any postmark letters this quarter.
I'm not sending out any postmark letters either, but, you know, they said if you ask for it, it will come.
So anyway, Kelly, what was this beef with you and Nicole over the past few weeks?
Are you jealous
of Nicole or something?
Excuse me?
Bitch, I didn't speak French. I didn't speak Spanish. I said, are you jealous of Nicole or something?
Why in the Sam Hells would I be jealous of Nicole?
I don't know. It seems like y'all have a lot of beef going on. I saw you was with her ex on one picture. It's just a lot.
It's a long story.
That's like a bear being jealous of a frog.
London, y'all know if y'all send for her, she will come. Honey. We don't want her to come and break my legs off my table so we won't be able to eat, honey, because, you know, that's what I was told. If I send for it, they're going to break my legs off my table and I won't be able to dine at my table. So
They say, is it over the Butch or Erica? Who is Erica?
Girl, let me tell you, baby, the one thing that we're not going to do, and I posted my status earlier, okay? I'm just letting the girls know we're doing Rihanna for 2012. It ain't nobody's motherfucking business.
Well, Kelly, let me say something to your status, and I had to learn the same thing. One of the older girls told me, as long as you stay inside of radio and tea and news, your personal life will always be in danger. So you have to remember that. You have to take that into consideration when you are doing things.
My personal life will never be in danger, honey.
The girls will tread lightly.
Now, who daughter? My daughter Erica. My daughter Erica Khan.
Oh,
Conn.
That Erica. Okay.
My daughter Erica Khan. Exactly. Okay. I want to give a big shout out to all my children. I want to give a big shout out to my son Nino Mizrahi. I want to give a shout out to my son Kobe Khan. My daughter Erica Khan. Honey, my daughter Coco, my daughter Kat, honey, my son Stanette,
yeah,
honey,
I want to give a shout out to all my children. I want to give a shout out to J-Rob, Jason, Tiffany,
yeah, well, give a shout out.
Ima, all my girls.
Give a shout out to all your girls.
That's what
hold
I
on.
I used to listen to that y'all was talking to each other. What's going on?
Honey. I want to give a shout out to my daughter Laomi 007 Maldonado for all you girls that's in the chat room. Let's have a kiki. It's a girl in the chat room.
Cut the bullshit.
Okay.
Now, honey, if you're gonna be fair, bitch, let's pump the motherfucking tea.
What tea?
Bitch, don't play with me. See, this is what I.
No, well, go ahead,
y'all
Alexis. Pump
y'all
the tea.
Pump the tea about the child going to Revlon, but then you want to get on here and shout Laomi 007.
But let's pump the tea. Alexis, pump it. What do you feel that you want to pump?
Child, I'll see her at the coldest winter ever when she make her debut as Mother New York.
Mother New York what?
Prodigy.
Oh, really? Oh, well. Maybe we'll get her to call in, honey. You never know. Hold on, we have a caller. 917-929. You're live on the air. 917-929. You're live on the air.
Well, you can at least say, you know, Happy New Year.
No, they could just say good night. Honey, you press 1 and you come on the line, honey, you're going to get gonged, honey, okay? 270-320, you're live on the air. 270-320. Okay, you're gone. Okay. Okay, I don't know. Alexis has got revelations. Well, Alexis, since you got all these revelations about Prodigy and everything, we have the Aurora Father on the line, Rodney. Confirm or deny?
I'm here.
They said Laomi X Mizrahi X Couture X 007 is now going to be NYC Mother Prodigy.
Okay. Well, I was told that, I don't have any say-so or anything with the house as being a wild father. I'm just a trophy father, so you have to address another individual that might can answer your questions. Isn't that right, Alexis?
Alexis?
Wait, so Rodney, did you just say you were just a trophy father?
I'm just being in the house.
He said, you know, the girl said he has no say so in the house. He's just a trophy father. So we need to ask Alexis.
Who said Rodney?
Is that again, Alexis?
Who would say such a thing about Alexis? Oh, it came across your desk? You should put miles like that in the trash. That's not right.
You know, whatever happened, you know. We got Prodigy in the news. We got Revlon in the news. We got Chanel in the news. I think it's happening big this quarter, I guess.
It is. You remember this time last year was the House of Blondie.
Right. But it was a different demise of.
Oh, shit.
Just a different vibe.
It's a lot going on in the news around here, honey.
I just want to say, update on the bombing. I am here and I am slaying the Gossoffs right now. Rodney Prodigy, first place. Slay Gossoff, second place. Tony, Slay Gossoff, third place. Hollis Gossoff, fourth place.
Okay, I know that's right. Hold on, we got a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Private caller.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, Vanna.
Hey, Vanna.
Hey, how are you?
What's going on?
Nothing. I just got a call from Father Tony, so he told me to call in. He said all of you have his number, that if y'all want to ask him a question, that I can call him, or that y'all can call him if y'all have questions about
Tony, Tony, don't do that. No.
Well, hold on. Let's get the icon. Let me get the icon on the phone line. Hold on. Honey, let me call the icon, honey, and bring him on for the new year, honey. Okay. Hold on. I'm calling the icon right now.
Wait, did we have a question or did we just want to say happy birthday?
We can do both.
Oh, my God.
We can do both.
Oh, yes, dear. Thank you.
Hold on, we have the icon. We have the icon on the phone line. It's the icon. It's the icon father of all fathers. It's the overall father, Tony, R-E-V-L-O-N. You bitches better bring it because it's a Revlon on the motherfucking phone. Okay, we're reloaded. What's going on, father? Happy birthday, first of all, and happy new year.
Very same to you, Kelly. Thanks a lot. What's going on? Because I'm getting all these texts. I'm getting these texts through my phone.
Well, speculations in the boardroom scene is going around that you're going to be stepping down, and we know. And Ivana's on the line. You know, speculation has been going around in the boardroom that you're going to be stepping down, and then you know, and that TikTok is supposed to be the new overall father of the House of Revlon.
Wow.
And happy belated birthday, Tony.
Thank you, London. Thanks for that, London. First of all, I'm not going nowhere. Second of all, if anyone that know me, if anyone that get incarcerated, if I could help them, I'm going to help them. Tick Tick is my gay son, so if Rodney would have got locked up, if Rodney need my help, if Mandy need my help, if Fred need my help, if James need my help, I'm going to get them out. That's just me. The way I do people is... The way I do people, how people do me is something totally different. But since he's not the wrong father of the House of Revlon. Okay,
well, yeah.
I mean, if that's the case, I just bailed two people out today. So what, they're going to be the overall father too?
Oh, can we get those names of those two people you bailed out today?
I just got two people out today. That's just the type of person I am. Kelly, you know me. Amaya, you know me. And if anyone knows me, that's the kind heart that I have. Now, the other stuff that's going on, I have nothing to do with that. I did it because that's the type of person that if Kelly needed my help, I would help Kelly. If London needed my help, I would help London. That's how I am. I'm a friend to the end. I'm not faking funny.
I know that's right. To my geek squad, honey, can you please search? We need those two names before the end of the show. Okay, you know we got a geek squad, honey. They have the pictures and the mug shots and everything in a few minutes. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Oh wait, hold on. I just got a message. Okay. They're working on it. Oh, they had to be locked up in South Carolina because Tony's in South Carolina. So,
No. They don't have to be locked up here. I have to send the money to another state.
Okay, well, what state was they locked up in?
I don't know, Kelly. You know.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
Amaya.
Yes, Daddy.
You cannot allow these people to be talking about your dad like that.
I just got one, Daddy. Ain't nobody going to talk about you while I'm here.
Okay, because I speak to you about everything. I speak to you about everything.
You
kick
yes,
his not your real father. And, yes, I bailed him out. And I would do it again. I would do it for anybody else. I'm not like how when I sat in jail and my sons and friends left me there.
Shots fired.
Hello.
Shots fired.
Hello.
Who's
that?
That's
Rodney.
That's who, Rodney?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. What's going on there? Happy New Year.
Oh, hey, Rodney. I see that you can make the radio show before 4 o'clock.
Good luck.
I want to say the girls in the chat room is a mess this day. The girls in the chat room said, so when is somebody going to bail RR out?
You got a birthday shout out for me.
Okay. To be answered that question, I've also called the bell RR. RR don't have a bell. RR have time.
Damn. So there go your answers, girls in the chat room. That ask.
What happened, Rodney?
I just made a shout out. You ain't respond to me.
No, because you called me after 12 o'clock. My birthday is already over.
Oh, shit. No, I got off work at 12. I hit you at 12:01. Say, Dad, I know you think happy 75th.
Rodney, I know for sure you took lunch. I know for sure you took a break.
Well, Rodney, you missed the birthday. Welcome home. Tick Tick girlfriend that was bailed out of jail today. Okay, Tony, you know I work, Tony. Yes, Tick Tick wife was bailed out of jail today, honey. Yes, honey. The husband came home and now the wife is home, honey. I'm working on the other day right now. Okay, yes, honey. The squad works around here, honey.
Keisha.
I see.
Yes,
wow.
Honey. Baby, it's going down here tonight, honey. I am so happy. I am so happy to be back on the air, honey. I missed everybody, honey, and Kiki and with the girls. Matt Chanel is out. Yeah, Matt Chanel is out of jail also.
Tony, I'm about to go finally get my work done. You gonna bail me out?
Honey, I ain't doing no bailing out, honey, baby. The girls will go back to court, Miss Thing. The last time I bailed a bitch out, Miss Thing, I lost my coin, Miss Thing. Girl, I'm still waiting to get my coin back, Miss Thing. These girls do not know how to go back to court. Okay? It's a mess, honey.
Oh, my God, again?
Hold on, we got another caller. A private caller, you're live on the air.
Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year's, love. How you doing? Hello?
Yes.
Yes?
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Okay, bye.
What?
Speak up, sweetie.
Hello? Okay, well, she's gone. Her call
back
dropped.
To the foundation. That's the new shit for 2013.
Kelly, you know, what are y'all? I think y'all call him Susan.
Susan, yes, Susan Kong.
Justin.
Yes.
Girl, you know she locked up at one of them cities in Mexico.
Yeah, I heard she was locked up in Mexico.
We said that last year.
What happened? Do anybody know what happened?
I don't know. I think somebody said she was drug trafficking.
Oof.
They can keep him there forever.
Good luck with that.
Well, girls, Alexis, what else is on your desk? I know you got a lot of stuff on your desk.
No, my MacBook has crashed on me. I need to go get a new charger and a battery. So all my files was in the MacBook, so I'm, like, trying to go off a win, and people are inboxing me. And I'm trying to remember. It was a lot, Kelly. It's been a lot.
Oh,
someone
my
said
God.
You were
what
uploading
the fuck?
So much videos to your computer.
So, well, hold on. We'll say what, London?
Someone said you were uploading too many videos to your computer.
What kind of videos? I don't do videos.
Just came in my inbox. Chill. A way to start off the oh my God. A way to start off the new year. Damn. They said Mousy's back in jail. God damn. I just seen him walking over here on the boulevard the other day.
I just saw him at Pier 94.
Who is that, Kelly? Who's back in jail?
They said Mousy's back in jail. Honey.
Go figure.
Oh, hold on. Somebody just hit me up. A bubble just popped up on my thing. Somebody told me they got the full tea. They said he went. Oh, shit. Somebody just told me they ain't pumping no more, Miss Thing. The girls better stay up out of there, Miss Thing. They said he was at the Apple store first, and he bought four computers.
What Apple store?
Yeah, he was at the Apple store. It's coming across my desk. He was at the Apple store and bought four computers with TT Law and someone else.
Oh,
yeah, Miss Thing. Four computers ain't even the price that they was back in the days. Four computers is not the price they was back in the days. Back in the days when you bought four computers, you would spend about $11,000 with four computers. Now four computers only run you about $67,000.
Where did it? Yeah, I guess you might be right. I'm not sure.
And then they went into the shoe store, but. Girl, Miss Thing, why would they go in there, Miss Thing, girl? They was in Jeffries on 14th Street, Miss Thing. Miss Jeffries is old, Miss Thing. Miss Jeffries doesn't pump anymore. Miss Jeffries hasn't pumped since the girls was using the work when they were printed themselves, and it was just on the bottom numbers, Miss Thing. The girls need to stay up out of Jeffries. They said then the car got spooked. Then they gagged, and then they gagged at Bloomingdale's. Oh, Miss Thing, girl, that's
you
a
know
lot.
I'm gonna just say this. the girls should learn that it is so much you're going to do in one day.
Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on. We got to get our sister on the line. She just woke up, honey. Hold on. We got to get Divine on the line. Let me get her number on my phone. Hold on. She just woke up. Hold on. Let me dial her number in. Hold on. Oh, Miss Dang, Mousy, no. And TT again? Miss Dang, what is going on?
Kelly, you sound so concerned.
Because I be gagging at the girl.
Hello?
We have our sister on the line. Let's play her new intro for 2013. International Chanel is on the phone lines with us.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, sister.
How is everyone?
Happy, happy.
Good, good. How was the holiday?
It was fine. It was really great. I enjoyed myself.
Okay.
I'm really gagging at all of these stores, Miss Dang. We were just talking about, before you came on the line, since we were just talking about Mousy and TT Law being locked up. They went to the Apple store first, and then they went to Jeffrey's. Then the car got clocked and when they was in Bloomingdale's. And I'm sorry, I read the message wrong. I didn't see the last message. First they went to the Apple store. They got 4 computers out the Apple store. They got some shoes out of Jeffrey's. The car got clocked in Jeffrey's. Then the cops followed them to Bloomingdale's, where they was arrested in Bloomingdale's.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. A whole fucking lot, child.
FYI, once you make a hit, girl, move, leave the area. What do the girls be thinking about?
The girls don't know how to stick and move, Miss Thing. You can't stick 4 computers, Miss Thing, and then go to Jeffrey's and get some shoes and then go to Bloomingdale's. You have to stick and you have to drop off, Miss Thing.
I get home to an inbox full of bullshit.
Damn.
Yes.
Honey. That's my bitch. You know, I love Mousy and I love, you know, TT. That's my sister. I can't believe this. Oh, that's new.
Rodney, a message just came through my inbox. Rodney, they want to know your rebuttal on Mercedes finally reading Man Back Before Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Man, my rebuttal is, man is a grown-ass man, and he wants to reply back to Mercedes. He will, but my brother is more of a face-to-face confrontational person. He's not a Facebook person, not a Facebook gangster. Tim Queen or not.
Mm-mm-mm.
And y'all know what I mean.
Well,
Rodney.
I definitely.
What's up, Divine?
I definitely got to get an interview with them, honey. Did your
house child win down there in Texas? I saw the Andre 3000. Look, did he win?
Yes, he did. He won in Philadelphia, which was 250. And he also came to Dallas. He won 3-way winners, which was a coin, and he won overall winners, which was an extra coin. But they set out for Coinology. It was all about why you man son weekend. Winning weekend, I forgot. Prodigy. Let me tell you all about Chris Fridays at Philadelphia while I'm on the line before I bowl. Man begged me to come up here so we can hang out, have fun, Prodigy style. We let the ball have a fun. And the ball was going well. We did the ceremony. We did everything. And then out of nowhere, they was doing Virgin Vogue. Of all categories. It was Virgin Vogue. And Jack had everybody line up. And Phyllis came out. A very important one. The kids said, you're not Virgin. And so you got to get out of line. You've been broken for like a year and a half, 3 years, so you're not virgin anymore. So the boy got really, really, really mad. And it was like a Miss Glenn and Miss Rahi over there on the side. And you're not a virgin no more just because you didn't want no ball.
don't mean you're not a virgin. And so the boy got really, really upset, and they started mouthing off and stuff like that. So they was like, okay, we're not going to have this. You know, and then Jack was like, you know, y'all damn miles, and y'all better think she got damn me monkey looking motherfuckers up in here now. So 5 more minutes would pass. You know, so I know, man, they just start fighting.
Who's it's in the house of
Valentino.
Oh wow.
The house of Valentino. The DJ or Storm wanna call in and give us the complete version, because I'm not only giving the version that I saw, not what it might have been, something else that personal, something else that happened. But DJ and Storm, you both were there. Just call in and let us know why was it Valentino's fighting at Fresh Fridays and ended the ball. We came all the way up here, Econ, myself, drove all the way up in, to Philly from DC, and came right back, and it was just crazy.
Oh, no.
Chow, I'm so glad I didn't come, honey, baby. And the girls are trying to convince me, honey. I'm so glad.
It was really fun. Jack was entertaining. He had us laughing the whole entire time.
Well, the kid, somebody just hit me up and said, I'm running and ain't banning nobody right before the Dorian Corey Awards.
We'll agree with you on that, Carla.
Alexis, the girls is hitting me up, and they're saying Alexis has a lot more shit on her desk.
Let me get my disclaimer. To just put on my desk. But I just got 25 pages of this indictment from Divine, Jason, I can't read all this. I'm on my phone, y'all.
Oh, girl, that's so old. Girl, that's 2010. I'm released off of that indictment. Tell whoever did that, girl, go find something new to do. You stuck about 2 or 3 years ago. It's 2013. That was from 2010. Grow the fuck up and get a life. That's right.
R.R. is in New York. He had probation violation to the caller that just inboxed me. Hold on, Kelly. I'm doing all this from my phone, so, Kelly, just give me a minute. I'm coming.
Bro, the bitches are retarded. Like, bitch, I done went in and came back out. We've been discussing this shit. The fuck you want to bring that up for?
Because the girls, they got nothing else better to do. Because they better. My new saying for 2013 for the next couple of months until I pick up a new one is stop at 5. Come on with that.
Ooh, son.
Yeah, stop at 5. What the fuck, my nigga?
Girl. Was they mad, girl? What, you thought I was going to be longer? You didn't want me back, girl? What's that?
Yeah, they mad. Tell
Am
them
I
why
back
mad.
Too soon? Am I back too soon for the girls? We're gay,
yeah.
Bitch.
And Alexis, somebody just hit me up, and they said, you only bring up one part of Sanaya's juice. They said there's a whole lot of other stuff you should have been squeezing out of that orange.
Oh.
About the girls having sex with the girls and killing them?
I know, Miss Sang. That's what I'm only reading the messages coming in my inbox.
I'm just going to be honest. I didn't watch the video.
What video?
It's no shade. It has to be a very interesting interview for me to watch Vicky Gotti's interviews. I have not watched none of Sanaya's Got the Juice. People have just been inboxing me, giving me highlights. I can't watch it. It's not interesting to me. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I mean, there's no reason nobody. It's just, I don't, it'd be boring. If something doesn't catch my attention, I'm like, okay, then.
Lord. London, are you there?
Yeah, but I want to.
Because you be falling in the background, honey. What's the E? You ain't got no E for me?
Kelly, wait a minute, London. Let me say this. Kelly, how the fuck? Listen, this is what I don't understand. Bitch, you trying to make it seem like you don't know what the fuck be going on. Bitch, don't be trying to use nobody else to pump the tea. Bitch, you know just as much as everybody else. Stop it, Five. Stop it. Stop, Five.
Okay, so who's getting a hold of you, Kelly? You dish.
She know exactly what be going on.
I have to go and look at the video all over again, honey. So I really didn't get into it. But I seen them talk about Latoya, ex Herrera, ex Couture, now back Mother Herrera. They was talking about her, Tanaya wanted her to stop it. What's the saying, Sir Alexis?
Stop your shit. But this is my thing. This is my shit. This is my thing.
What did she do?
From what I understand, they said she's been pumping the girls with Fix-A-Flat. Is that what it said?
Oh, my God.
Because I've heard some people said they have been to her and they have got excellent work done. And, I mean, if she's doing an excellent job, I don't see why she has to stop her craft.
Oh no! Somebody just said they said stop it about her fucking the Butch Queen and having to munch her trade and pit the videos out.
Oh, well, I mean, shut up.
The Butch Queen
want to
do that, honey.
Hello.
Oh, that's good.
Girl, especially if she's one of the girls, honey. I thought to use the Butch Queen for a reason, honey. You don't get into femininity.
They say, y'all girls in the chat room need to stop, they say. 678-993, you're live on the air.
Honey, they said that man, some man selling ballroom DVDs is affecting the girls, honey. Now, y'all know what was said on that video.
I didn't see it, sis.
Stop y'all shit now.
Hey, everybody.
Hello,
hey, sis.
So, what happened to this? Okay, well, keep, because Kelly LA, she don't know what the fuck is going on. I haven't had a computer yet.
She said some guy, I don't know who it is, is it Andre the Ballroom? She said it was some guy who was recording the ballroom and selling ballroom DVDs. She said selling ballroom DVDs is going around infecting young kids. She said, he need to stop his shit. There's a special place in hell for his ass.
Okay,
now let me
say this. If you lay down with somebody and have unprotected sex, that's nobody's fault but your own. Regardless if they're infected or not. If you stupid enough to lay down and have unprotected sex, this... whatever happens to you, you should take responsibility for it.
You should take responsibility, but what she also said on there was that, you know, you're not even telling these kids about your, you know.
Now, I don't agree with that, but at the same time, bitch, how the fuck can you, okay, Tiffany, listen, hypothetically speaking, you dealing with a piece of trade, that's what you love, and y'all have it, are you going to make sure he got a condom on?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
But Alexis, don't you think it's a difference because it's kids?
No. So who is tonight to tell anybody how to fuck? Ooh. Somebody just
said. And then she said Latoya. What's her name, Kelly? Who is she, girl? When she said that the firm queen be on all on the Butch Queen's back and stuff, she said, you walking around here with this long hair and these big feet. And then you
climb
it on.
Well, they said it's only the two people that were selling DVDs, Andre and Tom.
No, Camaro. Maybe she wasn't talking about him.
Oh, and Camaro too.
Somebody just inboxed me and said, "Child, who the fuck is Anaya to tell anybody how to fuck Butch Queens or not? Tell her to stop her shit."
Oh, wait, Miss A, y'all girls are getting real. You know what? Y'all girls are getting a hold on, honey. Let me see, because you know this
said
is past.
It's confusing. She said it's confusing.
This is past.
Let's not forget what kind of work. Oh. I'm not going to be a part of this.
It's past her bedtime. It's past her bedtime, honey. But hold on. Let me see if she's up. Honey.
Oh,
let me see. Oh, no. She's up. She's asleep, honey. Her answer machine came on, honey. Baby, hold on, buddy.
Wait, someone said she's resting that fist flat.
Nah, I'm good. Y'all will not. Honey, try my cousin.
Bitch. If I was sending this screenshot, I'm glad I know how to edit shit.
Hold on. We got a caller. 312-715. You're live on the air. 312-715. You're live on the air.
Oh, damn, that's a long one.
Oh, wait, hold on. Okay, I guess they're not talking.
Oh my.
Okay.
Oh shit.
Hello.
Oh shit, Adi. Well,
where?
It just came. Hold on. On the show. I just got a screenshot that just came to my phone, and it says, just posted, Tick Tick Chanel, and it reads overall, that's all I have to say. REV for life.
Oh, I did see that. I was on something else at the time though.
It just came to my phone, honey.
So Kelly, I'm gonna send you this. So I want you to know I'm not. Hold on. Let me give you. All right. Let me give you the screenshot message.
Honey. I'm trying to get Naya up. I'm trying to get her on this line, honey. So for all
Kelly,
you people that
917 is the iPhone?
Yes. So for all you people, make sure it's the right 917 because you know 91 of the 917s is the house. All you people that have so much to say, you know, hold on. Hold on, let me just get on the phone. Hold on. I'm trying, y'all talk, honey. Hold on, honey, because I'm trying to get, you know.
So Tick Tick Chanel went back to Revlon?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We all know what prompted that, huh?
What prompted it?
Well, the rumor has it is that it's some tea with dating film queens in the house, and he wasn't supposed to, and he decided he wanted to anyway, and then something went down, and yeah. They said, honey, they don't want you to date the film queens in the house because you have a tendency to put your hands on the girl.
Oh, Devon, I miss you so much, girl.
I said, oh, well, that's pretty sad, because you got to run across the right bitch, because then a nigga put their hands on me, honey. I'm popping one in that.
My thing, Devon, this is my thing, and it's no shade. If you have a reputation for beating girls' ass, what makes another girl think that I'm going to be above the law?
Well,
exactly.
It obviously, to me, it just shows her self-esteem, and that she just feels like, you know, she may be that bitch, and you're not going to do that to her, because her pussy is that good. Or either it shows how thirsty she is, and she might not be able to find a good piece of cock anywhere, so she's going to go for whatever and take a chance, honey. She rolls the dice, and she might crap out. She might not.
Well, hold on. To all you girls that's out there that was mad about Stop Your Shit, we're working on trying to get the icon on the phone lines, honey, so y'all can address her yourself in this thing. And I hope if we get her on the phone lines, all you girls that's sending over your messages, you'll call into the phone lines and, you know, and address her, honey.
And stop being pussy. Stop your shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, and a message to Kelly Price, Earth to Kelly Price. Sweetie, call into my show tomorrow.
Oh, wait a minute. I just got word. Welcome back to society, my Butch Queen European runway walking diva sister, Miss Suki Woo 007 has just landed.
Oh, she has just, so she no longer Chanel?
She's been out of the house of Chanel.
Yeah, oh. But honey, but how's that? I don't know, honey. We need confirmation into that because my niece, I don't know.
Honey, oof. Chill.
I'm going to wait till she hit me up. I'll confirm that because I know that bitch going to hit me if she didn't land it.
I know that's right, honey. Bitch. Honey.
But if so, honey, welcome home, bitch. I missed you.
So, Divine, can you confirm or deny Cage go with this witch queen in drags?
Oh, yes. Confirm.
Oh.
Y'all don't remember a while back, me and the girl, we had a little altercation.
Oh, that was the girl you had the altercation with?
Yeah, Sabrina, when she read a little bit on the Facebook, and then she came to Vegas, and, you know, she was quite ladylike about it, and she got on stage, and she apologized, and, you know, I guess she's a cool girl. I don't particularly know her like that, but they're definitely an item.
Oh, I know that's right. Work, honey. Hold on, the red phone. Hello?
So, Albus, bitch.
Yes.
Pop out. You know the Legends Ball. Oh, wait. You know motherfucking Vegas is going down, and then you know the Legends Ball is going down, too. Hey, I already got my date. I'm already out there doing my thing. Hey, we're going to tear that down.
Yeah, I heard. I talked to Rico the other day. I think I'm going to come to Vegas. I'm going to try to come
Girl,
to Vegas.
Don't think, honey. Vegas is quite the tea. It's so much to do out there. It's a party city. It's definitely... It's the party city of all the party cities. I'll say that. Because everything is 24 hours, and you just enjoy yourself. And there's no limit. And you can drink yourself into the floor if you want to. It's cool. It's really, it's a fun place. All lights, camera, action. Honey, save your coin. Get out there and blow it. I love Vegas.
Hold on. To y'all girls that's on the phone lines right now, and I have the icon, the sinister, sexy Sanaya on the red phone, and she said the only way she's going to get up on this phone line if you girls come from behind these screen names and call into the motherfucking show. So if y'all want her, y'all have to call in. She's not going to play screenshot messages with the girls.
I know that's right, sis.
And she's on my red phone. So if y'all want her on the line, Miss Day, y'all have to call in, and then she'll come on and she'll play with y'all. And y'all better be ready, honey, because she's going to definitely give y'all what y'all want. So if y'all want it, press 1 and let me know that you're really about it, and I'll call her on 3-way and get her on the phone line. So let's have. Okay?
Tell her it's 12:30. What is she doing up this time of night?
Baby, honey, no, we just was recapping everything that's been going on, honey, and the girls got to, you know, tell us why we mad in the juice show, and the girls just started going ham.
Oh?
Honey.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Don't get quiet now. Come on and call me.
Okay. Really?
Oh, I told them.
You know, that's the girl, Tia. They love to hide behind those screen names and read the shit out of you.
Try to set the girls up to get caught to call in. Try to send that's the tea over. Hello, it's good.
Baby.
Sure, know they gonna call in private, but damn.
Baby, we definitely know they gonna call in private, Miss Day.
That's fine.
Girl, I hear crickets.
Honey, yes, crickets, Miss Day. Now the girls don't want it. The girls are not talking, honey, no more, honey. Now the girls got crickets.
Shut up, boy.
Honey. Yes. She said, January 26th, she'll see all of you girls on January 26th at the coldest room
yes.
ever at 841 Barreto Street, Bronx, New York, 10474. The start time is 10 o'clock. Girls, don't gag, honey, okay?
Yes.
Oh, you know what? I wish you would get on this phone. I
want to
ask her a question.
Oh, Alexa, hold on. Wait, let me put you on speakerphone so you can tell her. Go ahead, tell her.
Number 4.
Sis, I will be calling you tomorrow morning to discuss how boring I am.
Okay, cousin, go back to sleep. Good night. Honey. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, girl. Yes, honey. Yes, darling. Yes. Tell us why y'all met. Oh. No.
Can I ask you all, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to go back to bed?
Oh, my God. It is so much going on, Miss Say. Girl, bitch, I'm gagging, Miss Say. Girl, I got the red phone going off. I got the pink phone going off, Miss Say. Girl, it's just a lot.
What's shit?
Well, baby, I'm trying to see right now, honey.
You're a little slow, girl. I wish my computer was working.
Oh, why the girl said the only reason why Tick Tick is a Revlon is because Tony bailed him out of jail. Oh, they said that, honey. Oh, well, ask Rodney, is Corey Prodigy down there with him? Are they smashing? Who is Sanaya talking to about fucking the Butch Queens? Let not get this work done. Oh, it was just a whole bunch of screenshots, I guess.
Maybe the DJ services.
Huh?
Whoever just inboxed me, can you elaborate on what you mean, Dick, in exchange for DJ?
What?
I was talking about how Trent had the ball, and he, instead of paying the DJ, he was supposed to fuck him. And something, I don't know all the logistics of it. Let me see if I can pull up this story.
Oh, my God. What?
Bitch, can you tell, somebody just inboxed me and said Lawrence is a 007?
Well, fuck him with what? Somebody else talking about what he gonna fuck the DJ with. Well, I heard, never mind.
Lawrence is a 007?
Lola?
Yeah, because, you know, when you call Lola's name, she comes, Miss Thing. She got kicked out of the house, what house she was in? That's what
Lola,
somebody just said.
We need you on the line.
Somebody just said she got kicked out of that house she was in.
Well, Kelly, I'm just going to say this, and you take it for what it's worth. If you keep up with what the fuck is going on, you would have to come on here and answer these dumbass motherfucking questions.
I'm not a girl. I'm just asking the question that came in my inbox.
Well, girl, you should already know the answer.
Oh.
Okay. We had this discussion all day.
Four days ago. I know we had this discussion, but I'm just saying I'm only asking the question that the girls are sending over. I don't discuss.
Okay, so what house was Lola in? What house was Lola in?
Lawrence Chanel from North Carolina Divine.
Chanel?
Yeah, Lawrence.
Lawrence. I thought you said Lola.
I call him Lola. But no.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot those cables.
You?
Yeah.
Let me do
they
some
said, the girls want to know.
Do you keep up with what be going on too?
When it interests me.
Read up. It's a lot of material on your desk.
Yeah, the girls want to know, honey. They want to know the team.
Okay, but which desk, girl? What? I'm the law.
Hold on. I think I know who this is. Hello. Is this the one and only Lawrence? Is it Chanel or 007?
Not Lawrence Chanel, and no, it's not Lawrence 007.
Oh, well, tell whoever that is in the inbox, Kelly, it is confirmed that Lawrence is now he is not a 007, he's neither a Chanel. He's no longer in the house of Chanel.
Oh, but he's a Revlon, they said.
He said, no, he's not a Revlon.
Oh. Well, can we get an exclusive interview? Where are you going? Or do we have to wait to MLK to find out?
No, I won't be at MLK.
He said, no, he won't be at MLK. Coldest winner ever?
Definitely with my
red
slippers on.
Oh! Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the iconic Royal House of Ebony, Lawrence Ebony.
Oh, shit. Work, Lawrence.
All right, Lawrence, call you back.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, really?
Bitch.
Let me get up on this.
Baby. Hmm.
Hello.
Well, baby.
Hello. It rained before.
Alexis gonna have a lot of members.
Okay.
Honey.
I don't know, Kelly. I think I'm gonna be leaving my house soon. Also. I see what you. I see what you're
doing. What? Honey. Chow. I know who London is. Is that Caesar? That, cause that T I hear is, oh shit, London. They think you Caesar, London. London, are you there?
Caesar don't give me though that he like could be as catty like the things that London say. Like that sounds stupid. Whoever said that.
Well, you know what they always told me, if you want somebody, you need to ask for them. Dexter, can we please get you on this line, please? Because I know you're listening.
Let me see. Hold on, let me look.
Oh.
Okay, here we go.
No, they just went to the store.
No,
okay, I got
time.
It.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Hold on.
See it now, Divine?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you missed. That's why I asked, where were you yesterday?
Honey.
Yeah, I know.
In
girl.
My world.
Okay.
Yesterday, actually, it was Sunday. I took a rest. I slept. Honey.
You rest on the Sabbath?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, okay.
It was a lot.
Okay.
I'm trying to go back through my inbox to see if I missed anything.
Ooh.
Yeah. Why she?
Why what, Tiffany?
Girl, I know where that juice you poured her, girl, came from, girl. And, girl, you ain't gave me that juice yet, bitch.
Hold on. Dexter, you're live on the air.
I knew if I called it, he'd come.
Oh.
Hello, is this the overall East Coast father, overall East Coast godfather, Dexter Ebony?
What's the
hello?
Call? Hello, you can hear me?
Hi,
yes,
overall East Coast godfather, Dexter Ebony. How are you doing?
Alexis, you tried it. What's going on?
I see you were passing out pink slips, and then I saw employee packets being circulated. What's going on?
I'm nothing. It's a new year. That's all.
Oh, okay,
oh,
then.
No,
all right.
Not a surprise. It is what it is. I'm back. There's no place like home. E4L. Okay,
cool.
Lawrence.
Look at that, Lawrence. Come on, Lola. I love her. She always has to.
Oh, my goodness.
The Ebony's are making a comeback. And they said the House of Icon is making a comeback this year also.
Shut up, Kelly.
Yeah, that's what they said. I heard the girls
at the
meeting.
Hi,
Dexter.
What's going on, Devon?
Shit.
So, Alexis.
Yes, I knew
so
it.
So you
I
coming
was,
out, you coming out coming. As a Balenciaga, man. Right?
What
right.
You said, Dexter?
You coming out as a Balenciaga, right?
Oh, no, I haven't made any decisions, and I haven't been to any house meetings.
Oh? Oh, my. You just
been
to the parties. You just been to the parties. That's all, right?
I've been to, well, you know what, Dexter? Let me say this. I've always been a friend ever since my scribbling days. I would go to D.C. and Harold would open up his house and we would all go over there and cook, have a good time. So nothing has, like that has changed, and I've always been cool with all of them in D.C. People see me.
Oh, wait, hold on. Before you go there, it just came in the chat room, but I knew about this already, but I wasn't going to speak about it. They said, so Lawrence read Clayton, read Cannon down about some child. Lawrence, we need you on the line. I knew about this, but I wasn't going to say nothing about it, but it just came in the chat room.
I don't know if, Dexter, I have you online. Somebody just inboxed me and said, how the hell the Ebonies do not have a table at the coldest winter ever?
Tell them to mind their motherfucking business.
Right, you heard that inbox call, though.
Hmm.
Oh.
Ciao.
Oh, goodness.
What's going on, Dexter?
What up, Rodney?
No,
oh, shit, somebody said the Ebony's would just jack somebody's table at the ball.
Oh, my God.
Alan Grill that same night, so I hope they get in there and get out here. And, let's see. Alan Grill.
I've never been to that.
Wait, Alan Grill is the same night as the ball?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting out there. Ooh, I can't wait.
Tiffany, you're going to enjoy it. You're going to enjoy that weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to be getting out there. All kinds of teas, honey.
It's a long weekend, honey. It's the coldest winter ever. It's on Saturday. Then Alegria is after that. And then the Rumble is that night. And then on Monday, it's the Mizrahi Holiday Party. And then on Tuesday, it's Vogue Tuesdays if you're still in town.
I don't know, honey. I just got to go back to work, honey. But she'll be there Thursday through that Monday, honey.
What's up? This dinner was fab, honey. Mm-mm-mm. So what happened?
Oh, okay. Kelly, are we? Okay, I'm kidding.
Somebody said,
Oh, Kelly, you won it in the Batcave.
Hold on.
I just got an inbox. The kids said stop inboxing them to be father. The Atlanta chapter, they are satisfied with where they're at.
Oh. Well, I know what that is.
I need to. They want me to cook, honey, but I don't eat. Bitch, a bitch like me, you know, I'm a place to order for something. Okay, because
well,
I ain't got time.
Well, I hope you make sure that macaroni and cheese got plenty of milk and cover it up before you put it in the oven.
I'm not cooking.
Oh.
I'm going to place an order for something. Okay? Bitch, I ain't got time, this thing, honey. I'm going to be out Saturday and then Sunday and then wake up Monday and cook, bitch. Oh, bitch, ain't got time for all of that, honey. A bitch ain't got time for that, honey. And yes, and to all my elite girls, I'll have your invite. I'll have your invite at the coldest winter ever to all my elite girls.
Kelly, somebody said they starting to think you can't really cook.
Excuse me?
Somebody said they starting to think that you really can't cook.
What, who said that, in Ambas?
Oh, my.
I'm not even worried about that girl that sent that message and sent that message over. Honey, you know, it is what it is. But I want everybody to follow me on Twitter and follow me on Instagram at Big Sexy Mizrahi on Twitter and Instagram, honey. Okay?
Why can I get into my motherfucking Twitter? Somebody hack my shit. I'm gonna have to do that tomorrow. Let me remember.
Baby, if you're gonna be here. When you come in town to see your mother, you're gonna be here for a while. Okay. So, baby, you'll get a meal, honey. I'll come over to King's Highway and cook.
No, we don't need none of that shit over here.
Excuse me?
What's wrong with you? Why we can't come to 754?
Baby, why we can't come to King's Highway?
I mean, you know, there's always a party in King's Highway, so it's no problem.
Yeah, we can eat and sing, and then, you know, and then invite the boys over and say, hey, like, we're going to be asleep anyway.
No, it's not going to be none of that.
Baby, it ain't like nobody going to be asleep anyway, so, bitch, please. It's a long weekend, Miss Girl. You're gonna be Alexis 007 or Alexis whatever on Saturday. You won't be full because you know you have a job to do. You're gonna be interviewing and doing the red carpet and stuff, so you won't be full. So I know, you know, after, honey, it'll be Sunday morning, honey, when you get to Alegria, honey. You ain't gonna leave out of there until Sunday afternoon. You're gonna still be up, honey. So you know,
I party kids day at from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock that night. Girl, and I tell you, I was so tired when I got to that room, I had to go to sleep.
Oh, wait, hold on. Marcus, you're live on the air. Country,
yes.
You're live on the air.
Yes,
Y'all can't get too close. Oh, okay. I'm going to BBQs.
I got in the queue.
Yeah.
Hello,
no, everybody.
Huh?
Uh-oh.
They wasn't trying to talk. You said what,
hello?
Marcus?
I said we y'all can't get too full. We're going to BBQs on Sunday.
Well, child, Alexis ain't going to be in ready to know and no condition to go to BBQs.
Country.
I mean, no, that's not country. Marcus, somebody said they thought you said you weren't calling in this year, bitch. Damn.
I got a ball coming up.
Oh, goodness.
They somebody just said yes. Mama call an 8-ball man.
Oh.
Because that's all I'm coming for is the Jamaican and the boys. Damn the food. I don't give a damn if you don't never cook while I'm there.
Let me give y'all an FYI. Last night I got a phone call. Somebody called me and told me to call a man. I called a man for them. They sat here and they took a hit and they walked from my front door to my bedroom about 10 times before they can pull themselves together. That's all I got to say.
Oh, good.
Well, you know,
like, are you?
Y'all, you know, I've always been an honest bitch, Miss St. Girl. And in my 4 months of, you know, snowing, okay, I've done other things. In my 4 months of snowing, I ain't never been snowed, okay? I do it, and I be gagging like this shit ain't working. But, baby, that Jamaican, whoa, mama. Ooh, child, please, honey, okay? Honey, I wish he was around the corner, Miss Saint, because, bitch.
Okay,
please.
Let me say this. To this bitch, Misty Lake, in the chat room, you lucky I don't have my computer open. I mean, it's not working.
Why? What happened?
Oh, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Born in 2013. Stop it.
Baby, y'all better leave her alone. She's back, honey.
Okay, Selvis mixed up with Ronaldo. Yes, remember that? We forgot about that, Kelly. One person being deemed in Atlanta.
Well, if y'all want to speak to Selvin, we can get Selvin on the phone and she can tell y'all what happened.
Okay. I already know what happened. I'm just reading what's in my inbox, the recaps.
And then, yeah, let's come. I want to know who deemed that man who was writing them long paragraphs in your group, Kelly.
Who?
The icon. They talking about that they're smoking a crack and got the fake
Kenny
girl.
Kevin,
oh, my God.
Oh, Devon, you ain't get that tea, girl?
Happy no, birthday. Girl, yes.
The answer to Pretty Boy Realness. It's a fine song. It's
well,
sure.
Kevin Omni's been legend and icon for years.
Damn. Yeah. Well, smoking in a Mercedes.
What'd you say?
They say he didn't
ditch it, girl.
Huh?
They said dish it, Tiff, dish it. Your mother saying dish it.
They just said that he's over there in the Midwest beaming people we ain't never heard of. He's smoking crack, and that his lover's wife wrote him a letter stating how the lover found his paperwork saying he was positive and how he got her husband on crack, and they over there smoking crack together. that he got a fake funeral fund. He's talking about he got a funeral fund for the kids to help bury the people who have no insurance. But really, he's using that funeral fund. And as soon as you give donations to his funeral fund, that's how he deemed the girls the icon.
I'm so fucking.
They say he stay on Section 8. They say he live on Section 8 and he don't pay no rent. I mean, he got no rent. Staying in Section 8. And, honey, a whole bunch of other foolishness, girl. And when he replied, he always put these long posts, and he said, you know, basically whether he's sick or not, it don't matter. He can cover his own funeral expenses, and it was a whole other movie. I don't know.
Oh,
but this one I don't respect, because I heard that you attacked my founder, about crack. All this time, you've been attacking that man about crack, but you're a bona fide crackhead. I don't appreciate that at all.
Exactly.
Now,
your name is, you better stop your shit.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
Yes,
baby.
Honey. Don't come for Ruby.
Exactly.
Leave Ruby alone.
I don't know. Well, you have to give me. I don't know what straight people you talk about walking balls, but I don't think anybody that is well, any straight male should be walking balls. The woman in the ballroom scene are allowed to be straight and bisexual and lesbian and walk balls.
Corey.
But I don't. But who said Corey is straight?
You know that was the insinuation that everybody was going with.
Who said? Why is everybody worried about what Corey's doing or who's Corey sleeping with just because he's not sleeping with nobody in the scene?
Exactly.
I think that's just horrible and it's outrageous because people's not sleeping around and you don't know who they fucking with or who they sucking or anything. They have to be straight. Certain people just don't like their business out there like that.
Excuse me.
Or he could be abstinent.
Okay.
Oh, she right there. Oh.
What if he got a secret piece? What if he's dating someone, honey, and he doesn't feel like that needs to be put out there, like celebrities do?
Who said he's? But this is the thing to crazy in the chat. Who said he's straight? Why he has to be straight? Because we don't know who he's fucking. That's how a lot of people in the scene keep their relationship because they don't want people to know who they sleeping with or who they dealing with. So they keep their relationship out of the scene. That's what I'm trying to do for 2013.
Amen. I mean, because honey, the minute you put it out there, it seems like the girls want to pry in your business and your relationship and try to get a piece. You know how they say, honey, a lot of people don't feel like certain people are attractive until they have somebody.
Yes, honey. You know, I was dealing. You know, I'm not even gonna go there because if I go there, Miss Thing, then the phone.
Yeah, Kelly, bitch, don't even go there because look at your public relationship, honey. They was tearing that thing apart. Your public.
Yes, bitch. I had a relationship for 3 years. Well, I can talk about that because you know it's no longer. I had a relationship for 3 years, bitch. And then as soon as the girl started finding out about my lover, Miss Thing, everybody is at my lover and they inboxing and sending messages and all types of things. Miss Thing, it's just a mess. Miss Thing, girl, please. Shit, bitch. I got to tear it down in D.C., bitch, and I turned into this raving motherfucking baboon, Miss Thing, and Devon had to calm me down because I had to tear the whole place up, Miss Thing. Nobody ain't got time for that in 2013. Nobody really does, Miss Thing. So anybody that's out there, if you have a relationship and you cherish your relationship and you want to continue your relationship, even if your partner's in the ballroom scene, please do not make your relationship public because all the girls want to do is see you miserable in your house crying and not laying up with somebody, Miss Thing. Nobody ain't got time for that for 2013, Miss Thing. Keep your motherfucking business private and trust me, you'll keep your relationship much longer.
Exactly, okay? Only people that need to know about the relationship are the people that are involved in it.
Because ain't nobody talking about my sister Alexis messing with that Evisu child that she's been with for the last 2 years, Miss Thang.
Ooh.
What Evisu?
Ooh.
I don't know.
Everybody mad you won't have that problem.
Right. Maybe, yes. Bitch, we don't know no treasure snatching for 2012, Miss Thing. Get your own. It's too many motherfucking men out there for you to be snatching somebody else's treasure, okay? Bitch, because then when you snatch girls' treasures, then you got to worry about them coming and shaking the table, Miss Thing, and knocking on your door, waking you up early and shit, Miss Thing. Stop treasure snatching.
No, T, that's most. Isn't that one of the main reasons that we be having all these damn fights at the bar, buddy?
I am keeping it. I'm keeping it 100. I'm keeping it 150% real with you. I don't know his business. I don't ask him his business. I know he's a part of my crew that I work with Ballroom Throwback. I don't know his business. I don't want to know his business. Whatever he does is his business.
I know that's right.
And he's just not into you thirsty girls. Damn.
Okay.
Cut that into you, I'm sorry.
Well,
honey. So, I never dish my tea, baby. Never dish it.
The girls are just too much, Miss Thing. Honey, I'm messing with the cons for 2013, Miss Thing. Straight up cont, Miss Thing. Long hair, Miss Thing. Christian Louboutins, Miss Thing. Low ride jeans and everything, Miss Thing. Let's see if somebody
Kelly,
wants
you know,
that.
Damn well, you gonna break that Louboutin heel, girl.
No, I'm not talking about me. I'm not talking about me, Miss Thing. I'm talking about that's what I'm going to be messing with. Oh, no, baby, you ain't got to worry about that girl, okay? Baby, I'm on my new pills, Miss Thing. Y'all girls know I went down from a motherfucking 26, 28, honey, down to 18, 20, Miss Thing. I have started my new Lipozine pills, Miss Thing, okay, for 2013.
I can't fuck with the cuts, honey. We not finna wake up and fight over the mirror. Fuck that. You should stay out of my makeup, I stay out of yours. You stay out of my clothes, I stay out of yours. Fuck that, I can't do it.
Yeah, sorry.
We're
going to get to the beauty parlor and get our wash and set together.
Can't do it. Fuck that. That bitch, just imagine, Kelly, she in there getting beat all the time, honey. You trying to get ready for the function. This bitch won't come out the bathroom.
Bitch, we gonna put our lashes on together, honey. You know, and get our makeup beat and everything, honey. We gonna bring it through.
Girl, you looking for your eyebrow pencil, girl. You can't find it, girl. It's in this bitch purse. Oh, I can't do it.
Kelly, is the Glam Squad already booked?
Yes, the Glam Squad is booked. The Glam Squad is booked. The Glam Squad will definitely be up here in effect, honey.
Okay.
So, the Glam Squad will definitely be here. It's saying, you know, I gotta get my, you know. I'm gonna give a big shout out to my sister. Portia Milan and Alanta, honey, big shout-outs to her. If your hair's looking rough like that cunt hair was looking and that picture I put up in the official ballroom group and you're in Atlanta, go to my sister Portia Milan, honey. She will definitely fix you up, Miss Thang. Did y'all see that picture of that cunt, Miss Thang?
Actually, I want to say congratulations to my mother. She is styling one of the girls on the new show called The Sisterhood. I think her name is Dominique. She is her stylist. Just want to give her a shout-out and congratulations for that.
And also, it yet work. I forgot all about that, too. The new season of Love and Hip Hop started today. So I definitely also want to give a big shout-out to my Glam Squad, Timothy Smart, for definitely doing his motherfucking thing. And he's doing one of the girls' makeup and thing from Love and Hip Hop. So big shout out to Timothy Smart.
The one with the red hair is the one he's doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So big shout outs to Timothy, honey, for doing her, honey, okay? Yes, honey. It's a lot, honey. So is everybody ready? Is everybody ready for the coldest winter ever?
Well, the girls better be careful putting their ass up because they're slagging the girls' ass this quarter, I heard.
Oh, you're talking about New York versus Boston.
Is that what? Give me the tea. I was trying
it's
to
New
get
York
the
versus. Hold on. Let me see if I can get a New York girl on the phone, and so they can tell us what's going on. Hold on, I'm calling on the red phone. Yeah, it's New York versus Boston. Let me see if I can get one of the girls on the phone.
Okay.
The girls was giving eight phone teas. I say, God damn! How can you keep up with all them ads,
baby?
So do you use a different picture for each ad?
Yeah, they got 12. They got 12 different pictures, baby.
But
they got pictures.
So wait, how many? Is it 12 different sites to put an ad up?
No, they all on that. What are you doing? I'm about to call you right now from the 347 number for the radio show. The girls is talking about New York versus Boston on the radio show, so I'm about to call you.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
Is that the mother of all mothers?
Okay, hold on.
The mother of all mothers was in the picture with Greg Leakes. Yes, ma'am, sis. Come through.
Hold on. Ooh. Let me get mother of all mothers on the phone line, honey.
Ha 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 ha.
Hello.
Welcome to the radio show. This is my daughter, Coco Ebony, mother of all mothers. You know, we're sitting here on the radio show and we're recapping everything that's been going on for the first of the year, honey. And so the girls brought up what's going on because the girls are coming to New York for the coldest winter ever. And the girls said, well, you better be careful because the girls is taking the girls' ass down. I said, oh, that's New York versus Boston. So the girls want to know what's going on between New York versus Boston, daughter.
Well, basically, there's not really much that's going on because there has never been a bitch to say, no, I'm only fine. No, I just feel like, you know what I'm saying, like the D.C. girls, you can't go out to D.C. if you don't live in D.C. and work on their show because they'd be like, who's that? You can't work out here. You're not from here. You can't work here. So that's basically what I'm feeling like. If you're not from here, bitch, you can't work here. If I see an ad and I know that it's not one of my girls' ads, I'm taking it down. And that's it. These bitches can't be here no more. These Boston bitches, they come up here, they steal our men, they steal our money. I'm tired of that. These bitches got to go somewhere. Enough is enough.
Come on.
That's it. This is my city, and it's time that I take control. This is my city, and it's time that I take control.
Oh, my God. Yes.
I know that's right, daughter, honey.
That's it.
Oh, wait. Well, hold.
They're not welcome here.
Well, hold. Let me check before I make the wrong announcement. But I think this. Hold on. Let me see. Oh, yes, it is. It's the $5,000 winner herself. It's my motherfucking daughter. It's Mother Cat Eyes Mizrahi. You're live on the motherfucking air, daughter.
Yes. Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hi, sis.
Hey, sis, what's up? Talk New York versus Boston, because anybody that have a fake ad, period, I'm going to demolish all you bitches that's using fake ads. Because I'm a porn star, bitch, and y'all fucking up all my money with y'all $50, $60, $70 sucking dick for nothing. You're a prostitute raised from 14th Street in the escorting business, you bird-ass bitches. I'm going to shut all you bitches down from everything.
Oh, well, bitch, it's going down.
But that doesn't interfere with nothing that I have, because these girls are coming up here talking about they made New York and they started this putting up 3 and 4 ads when the original pioneer bitches are Kiana and Danielle. That's where I got my ad swag from.
If you want to get technical, I was the first TS, black TS on motherfuckinghero.com 12 years ago. And the first witch queen with a person with a woman ad, a femme queen ad, and a witch queen ad. I put Kiana in a form.
Okay, sis, why are you coming at me?
She's not coming for you. She just read it, honey.
I'm just letting y'all bitches know. Y'all butch queens, y'all better pack it up. Y'all either better get ticked and stop dressing up like women or be niggas and get a job. Because none of y'all bitches is making money anymore.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. There you are.
Bitch, the femme queen is not having it with the butch queen in drags, honey, or the butch queens for 2013. They said, bitch, you want to work, bitch, you better come a full-fledged woman, honey, or get a real job. They taking your ass down.
Everyone
bitch.
Comes down. Out of
Coco,
state.
I love you.
Everybody, I love y'all too. Them out-of-state bitches is not welcome here. And I was with Nene Leakes' husband today. Tell Nene, I said,
Nene. Nene said you better stop.
Oh, my God.
Nene better stop because I was grabbing her husband's dick today. You know, I was flirting with him. I tried to get his wallet from him today when I was in the store. Y'all know these hands, honey. Y'all know these hands was wandering all over that man's body. Nene was over it.
I'm going to fuck these bitches up. I want to thank Kat for calling in. I want to thank you, daughter Coco, for calling in.
I'm coming out there to work. Later.
Honey. Oh, my God. So y'all heard it here, Miss Say. They said the Butch Queens will not be working any ads anymore, Miss Say. Baby, it's
going
down.
I'm coming out there to work, and I'm bringing my Butch Queen son, honey. He said he wants to put this wig on to make this coin, honey. I'm coming.
Bitch, the girl is going down. I need to get some Boston girls up on this phone line, honey. Where are the Boston girls at, honey?
Has the Boston girls played these times yet?
Honey, what'd you say?
No, I'm reading some stuff. Go ahead.
Prince, you said what?
I'm reading some stuff. Go ahead.
Oh. Oh, bitch, it's going down, honey. Bitch, they shutting the building down, Miss Say. So all you girls, I be gagging, Miss Say. I be gagging, honey. You know, I don't be responding to none of the stuff, Miss Say, but I just be gagging how the girls be gagging, honey, because they ass be coming down, Miss Say.
No corn.
It's like a
somebody.
Turf war, honey.
No
they give a turf war
tea.
Oh, wait, hold on. We got a private caller.
Hold on, Kelly. To the person that just inboxed me, what you mean no coins for Maya Mizza? What does that mean?
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yes, I had a question. Did Alexa say she was being legendary?
She's right there. You can ask her yourself.
Question?
Did you say that you were being legendary?
When I got my overall mother title, I was being legendary at the same time.
Okay, thank you.
you know they coming back, Alexis.
Yeah, I know.
You know they coming back, honey. They coming back after that, honey. They coming back. They had to get that together, Miss Say, and they coming back after that. What I already know, bitch. You know they coming back.
I will not argue. I have a ball coming up, and I need all my money.
Miss Thang, y'all girls in this chat room, y'all mouth is too much, Miss Thang girl. Y'all better be lucky y'all underneath a screen name, Miss Thang. Because, bitch, if y'all was underneath a name, bitch, that Tick Tick can find out who y'all was, Miss Thang, he'll beat you too.
Oh, my God. Bitch,
y'all must be don't know who y'all playing with, Miss Thang girl. So y'all better be lucky y'all you're unmasked, honey. Because, baby... Tick-Tick ain't no joke.
I've heard of you. I think I've known him for probably the last 3, 4, maybe 5 years. Oh, baby. Yeah.
We talked about to the person that's in my inbox, you're going to have to go back and listen and download the show tomorrow. We talked about why Lawrence left the House of Chanel. So if you go back and download the show from tomorrow, from tonight, tomorrow, you'll get all that tea. Okay? Thank you, love. The girls in my inbox, they want to know everything that's going on.
Thanks.
I don't know. You got me falling out. Why?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
shit. I wonder what it's like when he get a hold of the girls. It's like, please, please, no. Please don't hurt me.
Baby.
Girl, no, that's what he beats, bitch. Breaks arms, breaks deep, bitch. Ain't no, oh, no, bitch. You like, dear God.
The girls in the chat room said she got kicked out because she told Clayton's business.
Okay, hold on.
Whoever this is, Miss Sangirl, she's about to get, honey, girl, bitch, you know too much information. Alexis, are you seeing the chat room?
I don't have a computer, girl.
Oh, somebody's running their mouth, Miss Sang.
Tens of Chop chat room.
Somebody said something. Somebody said because she was telling the Clayton's business and they was reading in the underground and it got out of hand.
Oh.
It's time to clean up.
That's what happened. I mean,
it's time to clean up. To the person
that just inboxed me that tea. I already knew that's what was going on because I just got that. And I was looking for that, but I couldn't find it earlier. But thanks for the confirmation.
And then somebody said, yeah, TikTok will beat the girls, but let them run up against a real nigga.
Tick-Tick.
Y'all got to gag me. Say, he got the right motherfucking name, Miss Thang. You girls sit here. Y'all better sit here behind these screen names, Miss Thang. Bitch, don't take it to the motherfucking. Don't take it someplace else, Miss Thang. Because, bitch, he going to give y'all what y'all got, what y'all want, Miss Thang. I mean, if y'all.
Well,
If y'all send for a bitch, he will motherfucking come for your fucking ass, bitch. Trust me.
Oh, girl, these girls, honey, they must be some weak bitches. They don't carry pistols, honey. You got to do like treat that motherfucker like when you see a bear in the wilderness and it's coming your way and it's going to attack you. You got to take it down, honey.
Somebody called you a fake bitch?
Yes, they just called me out. Call me a fake bitch. Just put up the members.
What's that?
Oh, shit. Somebody in the chat room said, thank God for screen names. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank God for screen names, bitch. Okay?
Girl, thank God for pistols.
Bitch, if a bitch had, half of the girls that sit in these chat rooms, Miss Say, and read Miss Say, if they had no other choice but to post their real name and everything, Miss Say, bitches would be motherfucking, bitches would be mute, Miss Say. Bitches wouldn't have anything to say.
The show would be dead, honey. If the girls come on here and post their real name and talk in their real voice, girl, please.
Honey. Yeah, I am a bad bitch. I'm definitely a bad bitch, honey. But I know who to play with and who not to play with. Tick-Tick is my brother, bitch. And, you know, bitch, it's many things, bitch, that I'll say to many motherfucking people, bitch, but he crazy.
Okay.
Well,
now, Kelly, that's not what you said to me, that girl.
Okay. Alexis, don't start your shit, miss, okay? I need my tea for 2013 so I can try to sit with the girls.
Because, girl, you were just giving a lot. Fuck
that.
Girl.
Okay.
Fuck that, okay? I don't want no part of it.
I'm going to be honest. Miss Say, I seen his work, Miss Say. His work
Alexis
is nasty,
is
Miss Say.
Right.
Didn't he get a hold of one of your
no
members?
Computer having ass.
Ooh, huh?
Tiffany. Hang on. Get her off this phone.
We're not. I seen his work firsthand, baby. Okay.
But yeah, baby, that's a big ass nigga, honey. That's the girl. Fuck that. You don't want
Divine,
that shit coming your
Divine,
way.
Divine, well, once again, this is my problem. My brother has a serious reputation. Why? That's like, you know the train coming, you gonna step on the train track.
Well, it's a dumb bitch. That's what I said, bitch. I wouldn't give a fuck. That's like if I knew a piece of trade was known for whipping the girl, said he, oh, baby, when he asked me for my number, I'm married.
But this is the thing with the girls, Miss Say, and I have heard this from several reliable sources, Miss Say. They warn the girls, Miss Say, and
but
the
no,
girls
Kelly,
still.
I will say this about him. He is, when he wants to be, he is a sweetheart. He will treat you with all the utmost respect. He will do whatever he can for you to help you. If y'all are together, he will take care of, he believes in taking care of his girlfriend.
I heard that too. I've witnessed it too. But, honey, let you get disobedient or you do anything, He's a firm believer, and you spare the rod, you spoil the tranny. Fuck that. I'm sorry.
What do you believe in?
Spoil the rod.
You spare the rod, you spoil the tranny.
You believe in capital punishment?
Girl, hell the fuck yeah. I can't fuck with that. Hell no. Fuck that. Hell no. That nigga had a... Bitch, you be thinking you the beatest thing, bitch, honey. That nigga go buy you some veneers and knock him back out.
Oh,
but this is the tea, though. This is what the rumor is. The girls keep wanting a piece of it because they said, honey, he gets up in that thang, girl, and he just wears you out like so-called silly, like, bitch. So they just, you know, everybody wants to try it on that.
Let me tell you one thing, Miss Say, okay? And I'm going to be honest with y'all, bitch. If I love motherfucking, if I like dick, bitch, like that, Miss Say, bitch, I don't give a fuck how good his motherfucking dick was, Miss Say, bitch. I would not let him motherfucking beat me like the bitch I seen him beat some of these motherfucking girls, Miss Say. It's nothing against him. He's a loving person, Miss Say. Me and him have good conversations and me and him talk, bitch. But girls, a bitch, I don't give a bitch. The dick could be marvelous, bitch. The dick could have, it could have Donald Trump money behind the dick, bitch. He still ain't gonna motherfucking beat me, bitch.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck. Okay,
bitch,
bitches is fucking dumb and stupid.
Girl, they said he gives a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde to you, honey. So fuck you, stupid and silly, honey. Make you feel like you're the creamiest thing, girl. Then turn around, bitch, and then they ready to beat your motherfucking ass.
That remind me of one of my Butch brothers, mistake, bitch. He used to fuck his girlfriend down, Miss Sega. Then after he would fuck her, Miss Sega, he would beat the shit out of her with a baseball bat after he was fucking her, Miss Sega. Bitch, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, Miss Sega, yes.
I used to beat her, Miss Sega.
He'll be fucking her, Miss Sega, just start beating her and rocking her and all type of shit. Why he fucking her, Miss Sega? No.
Oh,
baby,
girl,
a man is not going to beat me and stay in my house. I'm cooking breakfast for your ass.
Okay.
When I cook breakfast, you get it fucked,
and he beating you at the top of your head as he's fucking you.
Listen, when I cook breakfast, bitch, we gonna change his name to Look,
you got a dumb bitch. You got a dumb bitch, and I'm sorry to call you dumb. Miss Faye, but you got a dumb bitch right now, and motherfucker in the chat room talk about what Tick Tick Facebook page.
Girl, it's Ike Turner,
2013.
Yeah, no, they said when you leave, honey, all you'll be saying like Christina, all I want is my name. Just give me my name.
Bitch, you got everything else.
Oh, bitch, all I want is my health. Please, don't hurt
the girls,
me. Don't
the
hurt
girls
me.
In the chat. The girls in the chat was like, "Well, who the fuck want to date Ike Turner?"
Bitch, that's what it is, honey. That's
TikTok.
Fuck that.
Oh, Miss Sega, why the? So this is the. Okay, listen. I love y'all down. I love y'all girls down in the chat room, right? And this is the problem. This is the problem with me, Miss Sega, right? Because everybody wants to hold on to, you know, things that happened in the past, Miss Thing. That's why I can't get to my future, Miss Thing. The person I used to be in the past is not the person that I am now, Miss Thing. Prime example, ask my sister Alexis, ask my sister Devon. I'm not the person that I am on the radio show. You got to ask Tiffany also, Miss Thing. Stop holding on to what happened in 2013. Yes, I made a chat room, Miss Thing, that collapsed Facebook, Miss Thing, for like 5 hours, Miss Thing, that had over 8,000 people in it, Miss Thing. And I put a whole bunch of pictures of the girls in the ballroom scene up naked, Miss Thing, because they were sent to me, and I put them all out, and I smudged them out. That was 2012. It's 2013. I'm trying. I'm going to really try to be nice to everybody in the ballroom scene this year and be a lady and be real respectful, okay? But if y'all bitches pull me out of character, I will lash the fuck out. So leave me the fuck out.
Oh, bitch. I know what I just got a new idea, honey. When they let one of these little new sassy girls out, honey, I'm gonna introduce her to TikTok. Like, bitch, oh girl, let me to this trade team. Girl, yes, honey, yes, he's the deal, honey, yes. And then, honey, I'm gonna wait 3 months.
I'm not fucking with Devon tonight,
honey.
So everybody better have insurance. If you're fucking with TikTok, honey, get you some insurance, because you're going to get trashed.
His name is Tick-Tick, y'all, not TikTok. Y'all talking about TikTok.
Well, fuck it, honey. It should be I-Tok. I-Tick-Tick. I-Tok. What?
Honey. Well, I got a text on the red phone, Miss A. And since I got a text on the red phone, and I know that you're sitting over there and you're listening from the internet, and you was on the phone line earlier, I would like you to press 1, honey, and come on the line, honey, because they said I'm not gonna mention your name yet until you come on the line, but they said your house is making a comeback for 2013. Would you like to comment on the girl saying?
Hey, father.
Okay. Would you like to comment on your house making a comeback this year, honey? And I want to also give a big shout out to my sister all the way from Atlantic City, Tanae, honey. Happy New Year's, Tanae, and big shout outs to you and your crew. Tanae has a Tens of Chops party on Monday night, and all her girls come over and they listen to the show and they listen to all of us. So Happy New Year's to Tanae and all her girls, honey. And big shout out to Carrie, Diva Devana's mother. Big shout out to you, Miss Carrie. I know you listen to the show also. And big shout out to my girl Red Snapper for drinking her coffee and her no dose and listening to the motherfucking show, Miss Faye. Big shout out to you. Okay? Yes. Who?
Oh, God.
Who is this? Hold on. We have Nicole Icon live on the air. Nicole, you're live on the air.
Ooh. Overall East Coast?
No. Nicole, you're live on the air.
Hi, Cal. How are you, sister? How you doing?
What's going on? How are you doing?
I am blessed and highly, baby. I wasn't on the radio show. I was thinking about you, so I called just now. I was not on the show, so I didn't hear anything that was heard. Hi, Divine. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Nicole?
God bless you. Welcome back. I knew that you was home. I didn't have that number in my phone still, and I see you on Facebook posting your picture that you look the same, and you look like Cunt when you was a child.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Miss Alexis. Hello. How are you, Miss Snow?
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
What did you put on my wall? What was you saying in my inbox? You said, hey, what happened?
What did I say on your wall?
Oh,
we were
hey
talking about, say, somebody said the House of Icon is making a return for 2013.
Oh, well, Nicole, I'm glad I have you on the phone. Since we have you here, let me ask you a question, Nicole. Well, I heard you guys had a meeting this weekend. A lot of guys were there. Mikey Ebony was there. Ex-Icon, ex-Ebony. I also heard that the diva herself from the House of Con. I know what I had inboxed you about. I'll tell you later, girl.
Oh, okay.
Oh, girl.
No, it was
El Divine, you wanted to.
Bitch, I had all sitting here like, ooh.
Hey, don't forget to all you girls that's attending, all you girls that's attending the North Carolina Award Ball that's going down February 23rd in Charlotte, North Carolina. Please definitely go to the Embassy Suite and make your reservation at 1-800-EMBASSY. The code is CAW and make your reservation. And if you have any questions about the ball, inbox Marcus L. Thomas on Facebook, okay? Got it? Good. Happy birthday, Derek Johnson. Happy birthday to you. It's his birthday today. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Derek. Happy birthday, Smirk. Happy birthday to all the Capricorns.
Yeah. Yes. Do y'all girls, do y'all know, I am truly fucking gagging, honey. Next month, our anniversary is on the 23rd, but that's a Saturday. So we're going to have the anniversary show. It's going to be on the 21st. But we have been doing this for 5 fucking years.
Oh, shit.
Miss Thing, we have been around for 5 years, Miss Thing. I never thought that I would be around this long. I knew I was going to be around this long, but I never thought I was going to be around this long doing the show, honey. We have been around for 5 years. We have to definitely give a big shout-out and thank you to my sister, the benefactor and the founder of Tens of Chops, Jasmine Couture, for definitely being here for us, honey, and all the people that have bought commercials over the years and supported us and everything. And I want to thank Nicole for being a part of the cast. And, you know, she left and went on and ventured on to do other things. I want to thank Rodney, London, Tiffany, Alexis, and a big shout-out to our sister that has passed on, that was part of the Charlie's Angels, Jennifer Evisa.
Jennifer. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and to Andre for, you know, definitely being one of the first host, and also to Tom Blumenthal for starting it all, honey. Hold on. Somebody want me, they said for me to clear the lines, honey. So I'm going to have to clear the lines, and if I ain't got your name saved by your number, I'm sorry, but they said for me to clear the lines because I guess somebody's trying to call in. So I got to clear the lines. Hold on. I got to clear the lines because somebody must be trying to get in here, honey. Okay. I'm clearing the lines, honey. There's so many numbers up here, Miss Thing. Child. I cleared the, no? Okay, I'm sorry. Honey, wrong thing, honey. Chill, hold on, honey. Okay, we gone, we good. No, I didn't see the picture, honey. No, I gotta go see it. Okay, hold on, okay. Alexis?
Hello?
Yeah, you're back.
Okay, I'm sorry. Damn, see, where was I now?
You was talking to Nicole about something.
Okay, Nicole's Mikey X Couture? Was
who?
That a meeting? Mikey X Couture, is that his name?
Like
Mike X Couture?
No, or everybody that was at that meeting was Icon.
Coming back to Icon, like Jasmine?
Everybody was at the meeting was Icons, and Jasmine wasn't at the meeting.
No, it was somebody there that wasn't an Icon that's trying to get in the house.
I don't know what you're talking about. Everybody that was at the meeting were Icons.
Mike from Philly was at the meeting.
I mean, I hear the names that you are naming and all the people that you heard about.
He's been back
okay.
To Icon ever since
he
left Couture.
I'm reading the inboxes. Calm down.
Oh, no. Read them all you want. I'm just going to, my response is going to be everyone that was at the meeting was Icon.
Okay, so Tim is now Icon?
I'm not telling you no names. I'm not discussing no name. Anybody that was at my meeting was an Icon, and that's them.
She said Jasmine wasn't at the meeting.
No, she was not.
Oh well, you talk about Black Card Tim.
Huh? Yeah.
Black Card Tim.
Yeah. Big Tim.
Oh.
So she forgot Big Tim, Mike X Couture from Philly, and Jazz.
But I don't think everybody should be worried about what would be going on. Just like every other house and every other situation that everybody goes through, you will see what you're in for when it comes about.
What she's basically telling you, y'all will see at the coldest winter ever.
Yeah, I will see all that which y'all will see. You know, I've never been a girl like that. So whatever you hear and hearing and stuff like that, that's what you're supposed to hear. And what you put out is what you're supposed to put out. But everything will be remained to be seen at the coldest winter.
Kim West, if you didn't see my statement that I put up in the chat room, the
who
other day.
Who was looking at Sister A?
Me.
I don't know who.
Of course.
Kim. Kim.
I can't.
Hold on.
You get ready to be Kelly again for another.
No. Hold on. I'm trying to find this name in the chat room. Okay. Kim West, and I'm going to give you this last warning. To anybody that's in the official Boardroom Radio station, if y'all trying to get my chat room shut down, Ms. Thing, I will immediately expunge you out the chat room. There is no pictures of any nudity at all that will be posted in this room. No pictures, no videos, none of that type of things will be put in this room. If you post these type of things, if you post
754.
If you post anything of that nature in this room, you will be immediately removed from the room. Thank you. Okay. Child, girls is trying it. Honey, we ain't got time for that. Oh, so the Icon is making a big debut, honey.
Okay.
I'm not doing anything but the tsunami.
Ooh.
What'd you say, Nicole?
I said ain't nobody else doing anything but the tsunamis.
Oh, the tsunamis?
Yeah, they're doing a really nice thing with the house.
Yes, the tsunamis are doing great with their motherfucking house and thing. Honey, you definitely got
to
give a big shout out to Tsunami.
To the house.
It's definitely
tsunami.
Going down.
So
Hold on, we have a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hi, I had a question from Nicole Icon.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Hi, Nicole. Did you know that Alexis was being legendary?
Did I know that who?
Did you know that Alexis that's on the show right now was being legendary?
Legendary what?
She's on the show. Alexis?
Yes, I'm here.
Nicole wants to know what you're being legendary
for. That's
none
of nobody's. Listen, I'm going to tell y'all just like everybody else said. It's none of nobody's
and
motherfucking business.
I don't know who deemed you.
It doesn't matter who deemed me.
What was she? But wait a minute, Carla. Just the reasons why she can be legendary. She can be legendary for what she does as just an individual. You know, what she got popping, what she going. It can have nothing to do with the ballroom, nothing to do with the floor, and nothing to do with me.
No, it's ballroom. She said it was ballroom. She's overall mother of somehow, because she said she was deemed legendary for a cop.
Yeah. I'm going to fuck her up at 4 o'clock.
So that's what she said. How do you feel about that, Nicole?
Well, I mean, I don't have a rebuttal upon it because, I think that information is false.
Sit down. Think what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Self-endemed you?
No comment. I have a ball coming up.
I think Jasmine did that.
Good day.
Because she's now the grandmother of the House of Couture, so Jasmine must have been her.
Oh.
This your rebuttal?
Oh, I mean, I don't have a rebuttal. I really don't, because legendary for what? I don't even know, so I don't.
Okay, I want to thank you. Go ahead, Paula, go ahead.
I don't know either, but, I'm going to ask Nicole because she works hard. She's one of the girls who works hard for their legendary status. And for somebody else to come in and there's this poof, voila, magic. I just want to know how Nicole sounds about it.
I mean, as you see, you've been in ballroom, so you see what they're giving. You know, you'll be surprised at what can happen. So
I'm very surprised because I didn't know she walked anything, but God's really. But thank you. You can put me there. Go home.
Okay, thank you. See you later,
Kelly.
Love you.
Okay.
Oh, hey, hold on. I haven't seen this number on my switchboard in a long time, and I think this is Father ICON.
Uh oh.
James, 646-503.
Yes, I want to know, what do you think about straight people walking the category? That's all I want to know.
I answered this question. We went. What did you say?
This is crazy funny on the chat room.
I answered this question for you, baby.
Oh,
what do you mean straight people answer walking categories? What did you say, Kelly?
They want to know why is Corey walking categories if he's straight. And I said we don't know
he's
what
not a
Corey
butch
is.
He want butch queen face.
I said we don't know what Corey is because we don't know who Corey's sleeping with.
Right, that too. And
yes,
that straight people can walk.
I don't understand why you're so discreet about his privacy and stuff, but you wasn't doing that for everybody else. You wasn't respecting everybody else's privacy.
I wasn't discreet.
She wants a piece of your sister.
I wasn't discreet.
Everyone else's privacy, though.
I wasn't discreet with it. I wasn't discreet. I wasn't discreet with anything. Like I said,
wait, Kelly. What was the last part, Carla?
Let her hear. Let her talk.
I said she's discreet about Corey and his situation only because that's her friend. But I bet if she didn't like him, she'll be quick to call him out and say negative things about him. I just think it's a double standard.
Stop your shit.
Actually, Corey is not my friend. Corey is my nephew.
Whatever you want to call it, I don't know. I don't know how you people work. I'm just saying it's kind of fake. I'm just saying the truth. Kelly, I'm a huge fan. You know, I love your work and everything, and I love what you do, but I'm just saying you're wrong. Straight people shouldn't walk the category. Yeah, straight people are contaminating the ballroom scene. It's not how we used to be.
Well, I don't know if I agree. I don't know if I agree with the whole straight thing shouldn't walk a category. If they're talented and they know somebody that's our part and it's fun to them and they have something that can benefit, you know, at a ballroom, why shouldn't they have an opportunity like anybody else?
It comes down to the gay people lusting over straight people and having and wanting that fantasy of having a straight look at them, and that's the issue.
Oh, so you wait. So do you think would that be more unfair to us to watch the straight person knowing that we can't have it?
You already on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah,
Kelly, hold on. We are not going to let this person sit on the phone and say and disrespect the ballroom scene like that. The ballroom scene was separated out between gays and straight, mainly because the ballroom scene was created to promote the creativity amongst gays. Gays didn't feel as though they had an opportunity to do the things that straight people were doing in the world. And we've kind of evolved over time. Gay people can actually be stylists now. They can actually do makeup. The boys can do hair. But back then, that's why it was separated out. At this point, a straight person probably could you know, do balls and it not necessarily be a problem unless it was something like realness per se. Maybe the ballroom should kind of restructure itself. But for the main point, how did you know Corey is straight?
I don't know. That's what I heard. But listen,
we never know. How do you know I'm gay?
Listen. What I'm saying is that's not the point. That's not what I'm worried about.
It is
he can be doing giraffes, lizards. I don't care what he's doing. That's not my business. What I'm worried about is straight people beating out these real butch queens because I'm a butch queen. What if I wanted to walk?
Ooh,
and then
really?
He wins, right? But he's not a butch queen. See?
Mm. How do you know he's not a butch queen?
Huh? I don't know.
How do you know he's not a butch queen? You don't know, so you're just speculating. So continue to speculate.
That's what I'm saying. That's the only thing that I was saying is everybody speculated about this man's sexuality. Nobody knows what he's doing because a lot of people in ballroom keep their relationship private. They don't want people in their relationship. And because when you let people into your relationship, people have nothing but negative and wish bad energy towards your relationship. So whatever he's doing sexually, nobody knows what he's doing. And I congratulate him, and I want everybody that has a relationship that's in ballroom to keep their relationship private from ballroom.
Okay. Can I just say one thing before I go? Because I just want to end it on a good note. I'm a huge fan. This is just my opinion. So when I go to school tomorrow, I'm going to ask some of the straight boys who beat me up after school last year. I'm going to ask them to come walk the categories with me. I'm going to call the boys who beat me up every single day.
She's panicking, bitch. Jesus.
Don't do that.
She turned it. That's an overanalyzation. She said she's going to ask the straight boys that beat her up to come to the ball.
I'm saying, well, bitch.
Yeah, if they come to the
balls, honey, and they walk and they get their tens.
I understand what she's saying. She's saying that when the boys come to the scene and start walking and winning, that everybody can be like, oh, well, no, he's straight. Well, then it's like,
let's get to the motherfucking nitty gritty of the situation. Houses have been doing it for motherfucking years, Miss Thing. Bringing straight people into the balls, Miss Thing, when it's a house with the most points or the house with the most trophies, and bringing straight people in and letting them walk and win. And they bring, child, it's been going on for years. And it ain't gonna stop.
So, Kelly, can I ask you a question? I ask you, what do you think about all these children out here in the world who's fearing their lives, and people are bullying them, humiliating them, mostly straight people, and they're just making their lives a living hell, making them feel left out. And then so if they want to go and feel safe in a ballroom scene, they gotta be no, it's not.
Okay,
him.
But that's not the same thing because whether it's Corey straight or not, Corey doesn't come in the ballroom scene and he doesn't bash anybody or do any of those things of that nature. So it's two different things. Corey comes around and he socializes. He takes pictures with the girls.
Right.
He be around the girls. He hang out with the girls. He kiki with the girls and everything. So it's a totally different statement from what you saying about Corey to say about other straight people what other straight people will do, because those are other straight people that doesn't condone what we're doing, that like to gay bash people and do all those things. Corey is not that type of person, whether he's straight or gay.
Okay, that's just my opinion. I have school tomorrow, but thank you for your time. Kelly, I'm a huge, huge fan. I think you're hilarious. I watch you all the time. And you're amazing.
Thank you, love.
I just think you're amazing. And I look up to you.
Thank you. The next caller we have is 843-703. You're live on the air.
What is this?
They hung up. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, this right here. Hey, this right here, Chris Revlon again. I was just calling to say that, respect the show and all that right there. But I can understand kind of what homegirl was on the phone saying. You know, when you got So people walk in categories, and then, you know what I'm saying, you got these people that's walking these, spending money, that's stuff, in the time, fucking the niggas and all, whether they gay or straight. But they fucking with niggas and shit. And then you got a nigga that could come in here and that's not even gay and come up on a gay lifestyle, come into a ball, win $250, $100. I don't give a fuck if it's $50. But they, you supposed to be gay in that kind of shit.
Well, I think, to me, if they're walking realness, it takes away from the aspect of the category because, once again, the thing is to be able to blend in. So if you're straight, you're not trying to blend in. You're just being yourself. You understand what I'm saying?
I got a question.
Yeah,
that's basically,
I just called in to just go ahead and chime
in. But you
in
know what?
Because at the end of the day, that, you know what I'm saying, that girl to me in a certain right, she right. Goddamn, she right all the way. Because if a nigga, I feel like this right here, if a nigga fucking bitches and a nigga don't fuck with a nigga, the nigga, it's the same nigga that's gay bashing, but you can bring him in on a low, get him like, shit, well, nigga, this my cousin. I get him, he don't like Vegas, but I get him goddamn $50 to come in here and walk this category, win this category for my house gonna be up a year. Come on, man, off of one category. You know what I'm saying? But that's the way the ballroom scene works. And somebody need to check that shit.
Well, we don't know if he's gay or straight. And the problem is, it's not going to be an issue until it comes to a point where he feels like he's being disrespected. Oh, I don't fuck with y'all. You know, if anything like that was to happen, then that would be different. But until then, we don't know what's really going on.
So
and people can speculate that he is not.
You got to get nicer, gay basher.
No. Listen, we don't know what Corey has going on in his personal life. You know, I think that's the problem because he isn't out in the open. He isn't, you know, fucking. You don't hear about him fucking this person, fucking that person.
I don't know if he gay or straight, but
right.
He definitely is. You know what I'm saying? He definitely, if any of his straight friends know him or anything, they know that he get into the gay lifestyle. Whether he fucking with faggots or anything. Now, I'm not gonna say that he fuck with faggots because I don't know what a man
well,
do.
Right.
At the end of the day, he on Facebook every day in this picture and that picture, so his friends know what he do.
And he's on Facebook every day, and he has his page, and his fags on his page, his sisters on his page,
yeah,
his family
yeah.
on his page, and everything.
But
so I don't understand why everybody making such
like,
a big deal.
That's not necessary. Let me get forward. At the end of the day, I'm listening to what homegirl was saying. She was saying that whenever somebody walk in the ball, if I bring my sister, and my sister is bad as shit, if I bring my sister to the category and say that, oh, she did, who is that going to check her? How are you going to
okay,
check
so
her?
Can I ask you a question?
Okay,
okay.
Wait, wait,
is
wait.
Is it the mere fact that you sleep with men or the mere fact that you're attracted to men?
But this is a really before. What does it matter what Corey
yeah.
does? He's never
yeah.
disrespected no one. He's never
humbled
the artist's word. What
man,
does it matter
man.
What he does in his
right.
personal life? And
yeah,
if you can't
right.
dance,
right.
if you look at Corey, if y'all want to say that, he don't give me no straight or type of person,
Corey.
Whether he was straight.
Not about Corey.
But what does it matter about if someone
no,
with their sexuality,
so
what their sexuality is?
The kids, so when you get to a ball, the question should never come up whether a person is straight or gay, a female or a male. It should never come up because that ain't the question. It's a question of who they fucking.
That's not about that right. time.
All right, thank you for calling in, caller.
Thank you, caller. The next caller we have is another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. How long have Alexis been walking?
Yeah, Andrew, girl.
I knew this was coming. I've been walking 8 years.
You been walking 8 years?
Yes, I've been walking. I started walking Drag Realness in Atlanta as an Ultra Omni. Then I transferred over to Film Queen Realness.
Oh, okay. Have you been walking consistently?
I've been walking consistently from 2005 to 2009. I got incarcerated, and I just got out in 2010, and I have been doing me, taking care of my business, and I will return to the ballroom floor once
okay,
again in 2013.
But, does that mean you're... So
Desmond deemed
you 4 o'clock this morning, or
that's it? Does it matter what time I was deemed?
I just want to know. Thank you.
Girl, they is dying. 443-839, you're live on the air. 443-839, you're live on the air.
Back to the sound. You go, LOL. Oh, that's who that was?
I guess not. 202-610, you're live on the air.
Happy New Year, y'all.
Happy New Year.
What I wanted to say was I totally disagree with all these motherfuckers that talk about the straight community and talk about the gay community. I really, really, for me, I'm bisexual. Anybody that's on my page, even my family is knowing now that I'm bisexual. It don't matter to me what any motherfucking body thinks. Motherfuckers gonna judge you regardless. Motherfuckers ain't gonna wanna see you happy. Good night, y'all.
Good night. Oh, that went good.
Child. The girls. I just can't.
Well, girl, is she too much?
Oh. I just can't with the girls. It's just too much. It's the girls. Hold on. They be, private caller, you're back. Yes.
Yeah. Happy New Year to all y'all. It's overall step mama fella. And I just wanna.
Oh.
It's overall step mama fella. God damn it. I just want to say if Bishop is bisexual, this is what's wrong with this world now. People run around like that damn making children and dying. Now, you can put me back on hold, baby, and I love you too, Kelly.
Love you too.
Oh, and
baby.
Well, I just got a text that says, Corey walks pretty boy real good, so if he's straight, how's that fair? And nobody knows of even one person he has slept with, so that's odd. And then second quote is, Alexis is a cop.
Oh, shit.
But hold on, I have a question. So when, if you're 18 years old or you're 17 and you've never had sex with a boy, but you know you're attracted to boys, you straight?
No, I think people, if what I'm getting out of this is that people seem to be very intimidated, and I'm not sure if they are sure about themselves. I personally think that that's a perfect challenge, and it can go a different way. You can win over that straight person, and you would have done something different. We can't know how it's necessarily going to work. Well, I just say immediately, if a straight person is going to come, they're going to win, and they're going to win. I don't think that that's necessarily true.
Well, my whole thing is I don't really, me personally, you know, I hope it doesn't stir anything up. But my whole thing is, a person that can come around and want to get into the gay field and okay with the gay people and let their hair down and all that good shit, you may not be, even if y'all don't see what he's doing or he may not be doing something now, it's probably going to come up a little later.
Right.
As long as I've known, as the history I've seen, boys that come around like that, yeah, they come in and everybody thinks that they may be straight, but later down the line, they get a little more comfortable with their sexuality. So maybe they're not comfortable enough with their sexuality to just come out and say, hey, this is what I do. But obviously it's something because they're involved. Hold on. Obviously it's something because they're involved in this field. They crossed the line. How many straight boys, thug niggas, you know off the street that's just going to say, oh, I'm going to come in here and walk this ball and be around all these homosexuals, and I can't stand homosexuals. I don't like this shit, but I'm going to take pictures with them and be on my Facebook page and all this shit. Come on, man.
Well, you got to keep in mind, Devine, that is a business.
Wait, they'll call. For all the straight boys I know from back in the days that would come and walk balls, they would be standoffish. They would be in the back. As soon as they would walk the category, bitch, they would be out.
My question to you on that, Kelly, did a lot, okay, what was the percentage of them? Say you had 10 of them. How many out of that 10 ended up dating one of the girls or doing some tea later down the line?
Yeah, they did.
Okay, so then obviously it wasn't straight. They just wasn't out.
Eight, they all end up
playing, and on a hush they be playing while they at the ball.
Right. You know what I mean? Something is sparking that interest. Something is sparking that interest. Something's drawing you to this. It's
and they already know the legendary line. You know they get the head the baddest. So you know they and they thoughts is rambling like, hmm.
Well.
Hold on, Bishop, you're back on the line.
Oh, well, honestly, some people, when they go to ball, used to have where the niggas used to be fucking around with the niggas, the straight niggas. Sure, niggas used to go on a date. Got the niggas from the hood.
I've seen a lot of straight people do a lot of things. That's why I don't think that we should have straight, gay, or anything. I think we all just human beings because everybody tries something twice.
I respect that. I'm me. You know, like I said, I'm bisexual. I respect that. And I have to respect that until the day I die. But, you know, you got some of these motherfuckers in, these niggas that hate, and they go on hate. So fuck them.
Well, I would say this, coming from, and I hate having to say this, but coming from where I just came from, and Alexis, you know too, when you go to prison and you see what goes on in there, don't none of this shit in ballroom even surprise you.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. you ain't lying about that.
That shit don't surprise me. I done seen it all, boo.
Bitches fucking gay niggas. More faster than a damn fucking straight nigga.
Let me tell y'all something. Yeah, hold on one minute, Rodney. Let me tell y'all something, bitch. This is what I used to do when I was in jail, mistake, okay, bitch? I would know, bitch. This is how I would get the boys and know if they fuck around, mistake. I used to be in there with my motherfucking T-shirt on, mistake. I would lather my T-shirt up real soapy, mistake, and just have a crack of my ass just show it out, mistake. I would bend over like I was washing my motherfucking feet, mistake, and look between
one,
my
two, legs, three,
and you see
four,
all these
five.
Cops just standing up at attention. And these niggas are supposed to be straight. Rodney, you back?
Hello, everybody.
I walked in the shower and seen nothing but a bunch of niggas, and they were standing up at attention at each other. And it didn't have nothing to do with me.
Let me tell y'all what just happened. Five police cars was leaving out the venue for the bowling alley, and this girl, we was outside just talking and stuff, and this girl pulled up, almost hit Zillion with the car. So he turned around to ask her what was going on. She immediately started cursing him out, tried to attack him. They was outside fighting, called the police. Five police cars just pulled up on us. So we was out here sitting for all this time. That's when I hung up the phone. And they pressed charges on the girl. She said she got hit in the eye and all that shit, lying like a fat. So, of course, the police see six black dudes. So he starts, you know, going in on us for a little while. But then the store actually had a camera. So they went inside, reviewed the camera, saw everything that she was doing. The boyfriend came outside. He had warrants. They just locked him up. They got her for disorderly drinking and intoxication. So they just locked her up. And we're out of here. You're going to
Texas, baby. It's going down in Dallas.
And they asked if he wanted to press charges. He told him yes, because it would have been the other way around. She would have pressed charges on us, so he definitely pressed charges on her, and her just got locked.
Well,
you tell her you won't press charges if she come off the ball.
Surely. Hold on, Alexis.
The ball.
I think Alexis is back. Private caller?
Hi, I have a question for Rodney.
Yes, ma'am. Can I help you?
How do you feel about Alexis, you know, being legendary at 4 o'clock today, not dancing couture?
Everybody has been deemed legend and icon. So all I got to do is move on and, you know, accept the good with the bad and just wish her well.
Thank you.
Dave, add my sister.
Dedicated. Add my status.
What did you do to these girls, Alexis?
Girl, that DM'd me today, honey. I made my announcement. The girls has been at me all day.
They didn't like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I saw that.
Can you get a recap from Dallas?
Recap from Dallas, okay. It was a nice crowd. It was a mini ball, so it was definitely a nice crowd for that. Yeah, Tony Garcon and J-Rock Ebony, one from Houston, one from Dallas, on the mic. So they were spreading the love both ways. It was a mixture of pageantry with ballroom, which being in Dallas, I guess that's a big thing because the pageant scene is so big in Dallas. So I think it was nice of them to infuse the two together. A lot of people that I'd never seen before walked the balls. They were definitely energetic. The Emmys were in the building, the Garcons, the Chanels, Mugler, Prodigy, the House of Gotti. Definitely big shout-out to the House of Gotti. They came through. The Scotters was definitely in the building, Father Danny and the Scotters. The roller ball was very, very nice. I had a good time. For a mini ball, the table decorations, the whole ambiance of the ball gave you very upscale. The platters definitely had wraps, chicken, fruit. It was a display of assortment of everything. It was very good. The drinks were definitely flowing. The categories were contested. Actually, the hottest category to me, the Voice. The Voice was definitely getting people to display their natural, God-given talent. There was about nine people that walked the category. They had a few minutes to sing their song to get pins. And then for the battle, they all did the Star Spangled Banner. And this young lady.
What?
Looking at her name right now. I think she wasn't in the back, so she was definitely seven at the bar. But she is a...
Thank you.
Okay. But she is a garçon now. I did get that.
Whoa, whoa.
She is a garçon now.
Who, Rocky?
I don't know her name. It was a real woman.
Okay.
She actually won New Face as well as The Voice. So congratulations to her. It was actually a lot of double winners at the ball. Everybody was coming out displaying their talents. Everybody was working like two or three categories and definitely getting out there to be seen.
Right.
We shout out to Larry. Yes.
Let me ask you a question. If you were not overall Father Prodigy and the last battle was Garcon and Prodigy, was it a close battle?
No.
It wasn't? Okay.
Oh, I just got some tea across my screen.
About?
The girl said that CJ, the Playboy, I think he's from L.A. I don't know if he was dating Maya for a minute. I don't know what he is. Is he a Garcon?
Mm-hmm.
CJ
from New York.
No, I think he's from L.A.
CJ's from L.A.
CJ, yeah, he's from L.A. Right. They said he's robbing the girls' line. He stole from girls in L.A. and What's all that noise?
Hold on. That's the pink phone, honey. That's the pink phone. It just came.
Right.
Yeah, the pink phone. I got the pink phone and the red phone. Just came through the pink phone. Kelly, you are now an icon. Divine is now an icon. Rodney, yes, you're legend. I mean, Rodney is icon. Alexis is legendary, and Marcus is also legendary. Welcome to the Hall of Fame.
Thank you. You heard it. You heard it here. This is the line.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure the phone will light up for that.
Alexis' girlfriend, if she ain't hang up, the phone lines is locked. But if she ain't hang up, she'll definitely be back on.
Okay. Okay, they said she's just robbing the girls blind, honey.
I've heard that, Kelly. You might need to send for your son.
Yeah, they said he stole from the girls in New York, from L.A. to New York. And he said popped him this past week. And I know my daughter Raven popped him for some tea. I got to tell that story myself. I'm sorry, because that was a kiki. So, the girls are over at Raven's house. TJ comes over with one of the Butch Queens. And the Butch Queen is touring TJ around like, yeah, this is my new piece. But they don't know that. We all know TJ because, of course, he's from L.A. So when he comes into Raven's house, we like, oh, girl, that's TJ, honey. Hey, boo, have a seat. Smoke So they smoke out, and as they smoke it out, my niece, she's in the bathroom. She's putting on her makeup, getting ready to go out on a date with Trey, honey. So she had her clothes and her jewelry laid out already. So from the bathroom mirror, she can see her watch and her rings and her earrings on the dresser. But it was next, they had ordered pizza things, and they was watching a movie in her room. You know, it was a, but it was a plethora of girls, like eight girls in there. So amongst all that, nobody's paying attention. CJ goes over there, acts like he's grabbing a piece of pizza, swipes up my niece's Michael Kors watch, honey, drops it in his pocket. My niece sitting here looking through the mirror and putting on her eye on her eyeshadow, like, no, this bitch didn't. So she goes over to the other side of the house, which she don't know because it's a two-bedroom. On one side of the house is one bedroom. On the other side of the house is the other bedroom. So in the other bedroom, her trade cousin in there with a plethora of ammo and guns, honey, because, you know, he don't play that. So she goes over there and tells her cousin, yeah, whoop, 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 this nigga in here and put my shit in his pocket, blase, blase. So, you know, go ahead and get ready because I'm finna go and do what I got to do. She walks in the room, fires the fuck up out of his ass. Bow, bow, bow. Boom. What you do that for? Bitch, what you mean what I do that for? Reaches in his pocket. My watch, nigga. You thought I didn't see you do that? I'm sorry. I'm finna get out of here. No, you ain't going nowhere. Trey comes in. Yeah, have a seat. You gonna sit down and watch this movie and enjoy the rest of this party like you were supposed to be doing from the get-go before you decide to have those sticky fingers.
Ooh.
Right. Got his ass together. So the whole time he's sitting there spooked, nervous, eyes all big, twitching, scared. But no better than to make a move. Trey already then pulled the gun out and set it on the bed like, nigga, you do anything, we gonna anything else out of the ordinary, you're gonna get popped.
Kelly, why don't you sit for your child?
Excuse me?
Now this recent tea is he spends the night at Enrique's house, and you know out here the lady, the coke girl, I'm not gonna say her name, but she had her little bags and shit in her sock with the coins, honey, while she sleeps. She sleeps with her bag and her coins in her sock. This nigga slides her socks off and steals the coin and hits it and takes Enrique's phone. So of course, but then turns around and goes to the mini ball the next day. So at the mini ball, Enrique's on the mic with this new chant, yo, this bitch, you stole my phone. Bitch, you stole my phone. So of course he don't want to fuck up the venue and act a fool in the venue, but after the ball is over, Enrique catches him outside and gives him a 1-2. That's all.
Wow.
Can I sleep for your son, please?
Pearl Kelly, what are you gonna do? You love all your children.
Right.
Yes, I do. I love all my children.
Sister, your son is sprung the fuck out, though. He's tripping.
I love all my children, even my daughter, Erica. But the best place for CJ to be is to be in L.A. with his family, okay?
No, he needs to be in rehab.
Yeah, well, that too.
They just hit the screen and said he sucked Kelly's dick.
Excuse me?
I knew it was.
They just put that across the screen, and then they're talking about how the film queen's about to destroy his home.
The girls is the screenshot. The girls is many things, Miss Day, girl. I don't condone in those type of things.
And then they said, honey, you give him a bag and he lets you fuck him silly.
The bond is so fierce.
I'm just passing them down, wait a minute.
Somebody just hit my Facebook up.
I already heard you about to say it before somebody hit you up. So don't say somebody hit you up, bitch.
I have to put my disclaimer out there first, Miss Thing. Okay, I was going to say it, but I have to put my disclaimer out there because I'm sitting here and I'm not really paying y'all no attention. I'm playing solitaire. Oh, Miss Thing. They said, ask Nicole, ask Alexis, ask Jasmine, ask
You know
this
what? I was glad you said that. So now, since somebody sent that to your inbox, did they also send it to your inbox that, no, you don't have your turn, Kelly. You are telling the truth. But you had him before you made him your motherfucking child. Now, bitch,
oh, no.
Send for me.
Oh wait, my inbox just said my inbox said somebody just hit me up in my inbox and said that you was the first femme queen to bring him to New York City, claiming that he was your son over there in your house, and then sent him back, and then Maya and him started talking, and that's how you and Maya became close because you thought that was safe for him.
Okay.
Oh, well, wait a minute. Well, it just hit across my screen that it's on video.
Actually, if y'all girls want to get technical, let's get the story together, mistake, okay? When I came to L.A. for my second time coming to L.A., and I woke L.A. up after Devon's ball when I beat that Butch Queen, was the first time I seen CJ. And I think that was like in September. I think that was like in September or August. CJ came to New York for
with Ivani. CJ came out to New York with Ivani for a ball.
CJ came to New York for the awards ball that we had in New York when it snowed. And him and Ivani stayed here for a week. After Ivani left and went home, CJ stayed here in New York. Me and CJ did whatever we did that first and only time. And then I decided that I did not want that to go down that route with him. He needed some guidance, okay?
Well,
and so that's why I made him my
child.
Thank you. Okay. Let me ask you, why you didn't want to go down that route with him, girl? Because that piece wasn't right. It had nothing to do with the piece or any of that. I seen that he was somebody that was troubled and he needed guidance, and I seen that he was going to be a mess. And I know me with Butch Queen's mistake is different from Dana the Butch or Dana the Con. I will beat the shit out of a Butch Queen and I'll put them in a fucking hospital.
I know that's right. Yeah, but he did. No shame that Kelly did not send for him to come to New York. He came to New York with Ivani because that was right after the LA Awards.
That was before Kelly had him when he was nice and sober because, see, he was in the skits then.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yes, he was. He just wasn't out. He wasn't an old skits because he was a skits before he left LA. That's how he got to New York, honey. He skitted his way there.
Oh, so she got the skits too. Okay, fast.
No, I never got the skits. I never got the skits, Miss Thing. He wasn't on no drugs or any of that stuff of that nature.
Well, honey,
if he was, it wasn't of that caliber.
He might have went not on nothing then, but bitch, when I tell you,
I just got another cable.
They said he was Casper Mrs. X.
Who's that?
I don't even know who that is.
Is that Casper Mrs.
The director don't know who that is.
That's a light-skinned boy. I think he walked real in.
Oh, child.
Remember, I got into it with him in San Francisco. I remember who he is now.
Girl, okay, now this comment, girl, I know exactly. I remember that weekend in California at the hotel, honey, okay? Girl, child, please, okay? I do not want to talk about that weekend. That was a shitty deal.
Remember
that on the thread, Devon, the whole weekend in the hotel?
Oh, baby, yes, bitch. I remember we came over there, was ready to tear that whole hotel down. We went to box, like, bitch,
It was a shitty deal. That was going around on the Sidekick threads, honey.
It was a mess, and the girls was going from room to room. I remember that, baby.
The girls was going. I'm not gonna say nobody's name because we don't ever say nobody's name. But the girls was going from room to room, getting fucked by this one child, Miss Thing, all weekend long, raw, Miss Thing. And then he gagged the girls at the end of the weekend, Miss Thing, and told all the girls that he was sick.
Yes, ma'am.
All weekend long, the girls gagged.
They need to stop their shit.
Baby, too late. Boom. Boom like gasoline. So they said secretly that CJ was a misser before he was anything.
He was, and then he came back. He left Mizza, went to that house with the girl, with the big girl out there that Devon don't see, Miss Thing. Then he left there and went to Garcon, then came to New York, and then after Garcon, and then came back to Mizrahi, and then went back to Garcon when he went back to L.A.
Before all the girls was having him, my femme queen daughter was having him, that's not part of the ballroom scene, and he lived with her, and she didn't know he was 15, and I had to dish her that. And then she cut him loose, and that's how he got part of the ballroom girl.
Mm.
Right. Yeah, me and him have a very nasty, hateful relationship, because I never saw it.
Well,
he was having my daughter and all the femme queens on the side and didn't know we knew each other from ballroom because he had never came to ballroom yet. So he didn't know that all the girls, we knew each other. I'm like, girl, that's my daughter's piece. Now I just seen you philandering over here with this bitch from another house, and then I see you 2 days later with another bitch somewhere else at a club from another house. I'm like, you don't even know what you're doing, sweetheart. You're going through the whole fucking ring of fire, honey. All these girls, we know each other.
Divine, how can he go back to L.A. and be able to do that if he left with having such a excruciating past?
Because he's a very attractive boy, and those girls are just stupid, and everybody likes a nice hoe.
Oh.
When you're attractive like that, the girls
are very dumb, and the girls act fucking out.
No, you know something? And when you listening to him, he will tell you what it is. He will tell you that he want to get stoned and he want to fuck. And that's just how it is. And you looking and you listening to him, and if you catch him on a good day, I can see how you can be set up with that. Because he has worse days.
I'm not going to sit here and lie. I can't even lie to you, girls. Me, personally, looking at him, he is a very attractive boy. I just know, you know, I don't play that shit. But he don't look like he's strung out. He don't look nothing like that.
No. Mm-mm.
Be this thing. I can't even sit here and lie. The boy is me. And that's why the girls get castrated.
And castrated. And hard.
Okay. They get to do it. Because you can't take that from him, honey. He's definitely a looker, honey.
What mesmerized you and Alexis to him, Nicole?
Well, I was never mesmerized. No, let me go first, Alexis.
Okay, save your weight. Let me go first
because you went first the last time. Okay. Kelly, that was cute. I was waiting for that being that
me
you
too.
Sit and
I
told all
too.
Your
I
tea. And you, you know, told the truth. And I appreciate the truth because I knew it before everybody. But I never liked Divine, I felt the same way. And like Divine, I felt like that bitch is gorgeous, though. And he, when he spooked one day me on my skits, he approached my skits and was like, give me la la la. I didn't like that. I looked at him and walked off. But that's when I spooked that it was giving something, because from time to time he had brushed past me or he brushed past me. It was uncomfortable a little bit because I knew who he was. But then he started hitting me up, and he's hitting me up. Now, when he's hitting me up, one thing, I'm always save a life. So my first initial thought was to get him over here so I can tell him something and that he won't be doing all of that. But then he was coming at me left field. If you read my messages in there, all I kept saying was, okay, what's up? When you going to come over here? I wasn't expecting that, but, you know, him to be coming out like that. I really gagged because I was older. I didn't think that I thought he was using all the young girls and sleeping all of them. So I really didn't get that and was expecting that. But maybe about 2 years after, he started coming at me really hard, always in my inbox, so I entertained it. And he asked me the day when he's at your house, he called me, and he asked me to come, that he wanted to come over. I told him, okay. Now, when he came, like I said earlier, there was no skits. Like, he looked it dope. The bitch was clean. You didn't smell him. You didn't look like he was really sitting. There was no problem or whatever. But he said to me what he liked. So when he said to me, with like, telling the truth, bitch, I said, oh, yes, work it the fuck out. That's
what
I'm talking about.
What did he say?
He gave that he liked to get on stuck and bump down and just like to just carry. So instantly, I knew what type of skits that was. So I'm looking at him, Divine, looking, I'm like, this bitch is clean. Like, work it out. Until he took that first and that was that. It became a crack skit. It became like he was so extra. He was making me nervous. I felt like I was sitting with the devil. I was gagging, and I was like, I can't afford all what he wants. Yo, this nigga goes hard.
So I sat there and looked at the clock. It was like 2 o'clock, going on 3 o'clock, and I just busted out in the skits and was like, I'm getting dressed. And I was like, well, what's up? I thought we was going to chill. No, I got to go out. I'm going to meet you back. You just give me a call, and I'll meet you back. Then he was like, well, I'm confused. What happened? I was like, nothing, because he was skitsing out. He was looking for the man. He was doing. He was just started skitsing completely.
Yeah,
out.
That's what the girl said, and he gets real paranoid and starts acting a fool.
I got nervous, and I'm thinking, and as I'm looking and sitting here, I started thinking, like, you're not supposed to be in this situation, Nicole. You are not. And I just got dressed, and I walked him to the bus stop, and I pumped, and that was the last time. And every single time he asked to come with me, I'd be like, CJ, you know I don't get down like that. And that was that. Alexis?
Well, I saw the boy. I thought he was cute. I ain't going to lie. But when his mother told me, oh, girl, all you got to do is get... Oh, all you got to do is get a bag of pork and have him,
really?
And he will have with you. So
really?
I said, oh, okay, really? So let me tell you what happened. I was over to my girlfriend's house one day, and we was having, I'm like, girl, it's no shade. The boy is cute. He is fine. So, bitch, and as a matter of fact, I had posted this picture in Underground. I'm like, girl, who is this? And that's when they told me who he was. So when I was over to my girlfriend's house, we was having a discussion about him. So the next day she called me. She said, girl, you would never believe who on it is around here. I said, who? She said, CJ. I said, oh, well, I'll get it dressed right now. Jumped in the cab and went on the Crown Heights. Well, when I got to Crown Heights, well, as I was getting out of the cab, him and his homeboy was walking up to my girlfriend's apartment. Remind you, my girlfriend's a butt queen. So I'm going over here with the intention of making a deal with a Jew.
Feeling it.
So, I get to my girlfriend's house. We handle our business. I came over there to handle business. I handle my business first. So then guess what I told her? Call a coke man. Now let me tell y'all what was the turn off. When the coke came, and we was all sitting in the front row bumping, you know, and at this point, I'm looking at him really feeling sorry for the boy. Because he acts like he's lost, like he don't have no place to go. It was like a guilt thing, like you was looking at him like, I feel so sorry for you, but I'm still going to play with you. Don't get me wrong. I feel sorry for you, but it's not what it's like.
We're going to do what it do.
And, girl, as we was bumping, when the bag went to him, it never returned.
Oh, bitch, yes.
They said, honey, that bitch, they said, honey, eat off floor.
I grabbed all my stuff, and I said, girl, I'm taking my bag, and I'm going home. My girlfriend said he asked about it for the rest of the night. Now, granted, a couple of months later, Naima was in here doing my hair, and she's a witness. That boy called my motherfucking phone all motherfucking night. Because he was right around the corner trying to get over here. No, baby. If you're gonna come in on the play, you're gonna have to learn how to, you know, act like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You just was
you didn't
much
pay
out
for it.
Yeah, bitch. So yeah, Kelly. So since you want to tell it, girl, we can tell it now. You know, I don't have no problem.
Oh, somebody just hit me up in my inbox and they said, a clock, stop lying.
Hold on. Wait,
they said, can we post screenshots of the girls, of him hitting the girls up?
They did that already.
They already did that.
They in the official ballroom group already.
Hold on, girl. Call my house phone. The bitches think I don't have a reason to lie, Mr. Aaron.
Girl, tag me in the official ballroom group. I can't find it. I got so many fucking groups. These girls just add me to 20 a day. I can't find it.
I think it's in the back cave, too.
Yeah, it's in the back cave, too, Devon.
Well, tag me real quick so I can get in. So I can find. Girl, I can't. When I tell you. I don't see how the hell. Is there something we can do with our motherfucking and our settings to stop girls from just adding you to shit without your fucking permission?
No, honey, bitch, because girl, please.
Girl, they got me in every fucking group, and I'm tired of seeing a bunch of bitches taking pictures of themselves naked. I don't like them queens, bitch. Don't put me in a fucking group, bitch.
I go in a group, and you got titties and dicks and ass and shit. What the fuck is the world coming to with a bunch of fucking femme queens in there? Funny shit. Mm.
Oh, they said he sniffs a whole 20 bag with one. With the straw in the bag, honey, aneurysm waiting to happen.
A 20 bag?
A 20.
That's an understatement. What? A 20? Oh, shit.
Yeah, girl, I've seen the girls do that in one bump.
What? Oh, you better say one.
A 20, girl. Who even plays with their stuff like that? A real girl don't even play like that. Hold on.
They might as well put her in a recliner and put a funnel in her nose and just rock the whole tea down there and just let it go.
Hold on. Who was hitting me up?
Emma.
Huh?
Okay, let's go on the show. I just want to let you know that first. Who was called that night you was doing my hair? Who was calling my phone and what was he saying? Please.
Who you talking about? That chat? You talking about when I did your show, Kat?
Yeah, when you was doing my hair.
The child you wanted to have.
You talking about that child, CJ?
Yeah.
The one you wanted
and
to have, Naima.
Please tell me what was he saying.
And who else was on the phone? You said what? What you say to call?
Don't act like you ain't have no douche feeling, bitch. You was up to have him,
no,
too.
He kept, mind you, I came over your house and I was doing your hair, and then, like, every 15 or 10 minutes or something like that, because I know, I think Kelly was on iChat, and I was doing your hair, and it seemed like every 10 or 15 minutes or something like that, I would put a few trays in, and then you would call back and was like, can I speak to Alexis? And I would tell her, I'd be like, well, listen, you're doing the most. I was like, I'm trying to do her hair, I'm trying to finish her hair. And then you had got on the phone with him and told him, that you was getting your hair done and stuff like that you would call him back. He just kept calling over and over, and I was just like, damn, bitch, I said. And then it's the one that he was hit you up on the instant messenger on Facebook.
Okay, now stop right there. But since Miss Kelly want to shake the table, let's talk about the child that y'all was passing around in the house of Miss Rocky Kelly.
Oh,
excuse me?
You know what?
As a matter of fact, no, I'm not going to even say that. That's my brother. I'm not. But, bitch, don't knock on my door.
Bitch, since you want to knock on motherfucking doors, bitch, let's knock on the motherfucking door, bitch, because I pass nothing around, yeah. Miss Faye. Girl, I have never been a bitch ever to sleep behind the door. Okay?
So, girl, you need to tell me, you, Andre, and Felicity was trying to have the same boy?
I wasn't trying to have anybody.
Okay.
I wasn't trying to have anybody mistake, so let's knock on the motherfucker.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Okay.
Are you talking about?
Hold on. Because since you want to make it motherfucker. Wait, hold on.
Wait, Nicole, what you saying? Am I talking about
you? Because you want to make it. You want to make it hot.
Thank you.
You
want to
make it hot.
So you know what I'm talking about.
Since you want to make it hot, Alexis,
you're talking about,
since you want to make it hot and you want to bring it up,
but
you're talking about Brooklyn.
You're talking about Brooklyn,
Alan Meekly, ex-Alan Meekly, motherfucking now icon, Miss Faye, Nicole's motherfucking
son. Leave it like that.
No, we're not going to leave it like anything. I wasn't trying to have Kelly,
stop it. Stop your shit, Fire.
No, you're lying. I said,
while you was talking to the boy, talking about, Kelly, don't give me that mistake. I keep your secrets mistake, but you're not going to knock on my door and think I ain't going to come back and return the motherfucking sugar.
Let me tell you one motherfucking thing. I never hid a secret about anything, honey, okay? I found out about Andre and Felicity after the fact, okay?
Girl.
But nobody was passing my son around at all.
No.
Oh, my God.
No one's passing her son around. He's just passing himself around.
No one is passing my son around. Or my son's a dope. So you can say whatever you want.
He likes to miss his mothers and fathers.
I mean, that's a matter of an opinion. Kelly, we're not going to do that.
Nicole?
We're not gonna do that. Alexis the one that opened the door. What you mean we're not gonna do that? What you mean?
Because you're supposed to be talking about Miss Alexis, but we're talking about my son now. Now we're going to hold my son like he's passed around, he likes all the mothers and what's the name. You was his friend. Y'all was cool, so why would you be reading? Like
I'm not reading. He's still my people.
That's what she's doing.
Bro, who is it?
You ain't gonna see this, Damon.
Y'all some nasty.
Is it true that Cellos talked to a film queen or like the film queen recently?
Well, the tea's coming out. Kelly, okay.
So we're going from, wait the fuck, is this going to be Nicole's son night or something?
Maybe it was all about my son, so why we can't talk about your sons? I'll let y'all sit here. Kelly, I thought we got finished with this the other day, bitch.
Wait a minute, somebody just hit me and said, ain't that publicity style that gets that?
Hold on, Devon, hold on. I sat here, bitch, and I let y'all motherfuckers ridicule my son for 28 motherfucking minutes, bitch, and I say a motherfucking thing now. But now when it comes down to her kid's mistake, she wants to get in her motherfucking feelings. Yeah, I felt some type of motherfucking way, bitch, because he tried to miss thing, and I was over it, miss thing, because, bitch, I like
that
motherfucking child, miss thing,
and I tried to get you to talk to him.
And then come to find out, miss thing, that, bitch, he was talking to motherfucking Andre, miss thing. Then come to find out he was talking to motherfucking Felicity, miss thing. Then come to find out he was talking to me, Miss Day. Then come to find out, Miss Day, he changed his number on me and blocked me from his Facebook and everything. Because now he's fucking with Jaja.
He said you was too aggressive.
Now, wait, let's go back. All right, we're going to give off that because Kelly is going to go in on that because that was, you know, he may be having wrong for my opinion. But as far as Sellers talking to Leona, Sydney, what you think? I mean, like.
They just said, somebody just hit me and said Sellers' dick is little as hell.
Oh, shit. I know nothing about that. But y'all can kick it past some things, but all my motherfucking boys
are dope.
No, I
don't like it because I don't like what people talk about my kids, so I'm going to stop.
No, it's okay because my niggas are dope, all of them. Poppinson, all of them. They all are dope, every last one of them, so whatever.
But this red phone is going off, Miss Thang, girl. And I know y'all hear it going off, Miss Thang. But I'm not going to do that.
I'm not going to do that. Come into the light. I'm not.
Girl, don't fuck up the show with that shit, girl.
Don't start your shit. It's a good night. It's the new year. I'm not because Country is my nephew, and I'm not. Well, baby, they at your motherfucking son, okay?
Bitch, they always at mine, all of them. Now, bitch, if you want to be technical, because there's a couple of bitches on this motherfucking phone that want to put the champ's dick in their motherfucking mouth. So, bitch, don't send for mine.
Wait, hold on. I'm saying, this is what I'm saying. I like this. You hear the red phone going off, Miss Thang. Country is my nephew, Miss Thang, and I will not shake the table with Country, Miss Thang. But wait,
you mean a couple bitches on this phone want the champ dick in their mouth? Like, I need for you to reiterate on that for me, Sister
Nicole,
Alexis.
Please. Just
I'm telling you, bitch, because you don't have a table, Miss Thang. Okay?
Please, y'all, leave me in my alone. That's
Miss Thang, let me tell y'all one motherfucking thing about me, Miss Thang. Anything I want in my motherfucking mouth in my back, Miss Thang, I'm a motherfucking get it, bitch.
Well,
I'm a motherfucking get
it. Let me tell you something. Because Kelly wants it in her mouth,
and he's entertaining it, and he's your son, that's a no-no for Nicole. I don't get down like that, so I don't want nothing in my mouth, Miss Alexis Clark.
Nicole, calm down. Nobody called your name.
Ooh. Not that old champ conversation, okay, okay. Period. I don't care if it's your son.
Did I say anything? Did I say Nicole?
Not yet, Miss Egg. No, you didn't say Nicole. But
okay.
If she wanted, if she wanted him to box her, if he, she wants the champ to box her all up in her mouth, this thing, let him box her all up in her mouth. Miss Egg, what the fuck? Okay.
Yes.
The champ is
this
here.
Is how we start the new year, honey. I need some tea.
But you still haven't did answer the question, Nicole.
Wait, I did say, Naima, what did you hear, bitch? Because you over there and you got your voice on. So what's up?
You
hi, Naima.
Hey.
You all with your voice and everything. What you asking the question, like, what's
girl,
up?
She
like,
answered, she answered a question. She answered a question. She answered a question that don't need to be answered, Miss Day, that was answered a long time ago. Sella's been doing the girls for a minute, Miss Day. Girl, bitch.
She
knows
that. Where you been at? Never mind.
No, Sella's has not has had any type of sexual contact with a femme queen.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Who said, are you sure? Was that Naima?
No, that was Miss Kelly.
That wasn't me. Oh, that was
Kelly.
That was
me.
Oh. Somebody just hit me and said Horace was the best thing ever.
Oh, shit.
Oh, hey, you're shaking your motherfucking
shit.
Table.
Best thing ever? Was he the best thing ever for Kelly? Or?
And they just said lies that Cello has been allaying the femme queen.
He said he been what?
I think I'm going to bow out gracefully.
Okay. Wait a minute. What you say?
They said lies. Stella's been fucking the femme queens, and Horace was the best thing ever for her.
Wait,
for me.
Why you going to bow out gracefully?
Because, bitch, you know they not ready. The United
okay, States. I'm sorry. I didn't even know that was for you, Nicole. I don't even know who Horace is, so you got to clue me in on this.
I'll tell you, you know, you met him when you was in Las Vegas, when y'all was all in Vegas. But I'm not going to go into that because you know.
Wait. My butch queen, my niece horse, I mean, you know, my junior horse, you talking about
uh-huh.
D son?
Yes.
Uh-oh. I didn't know about all that.
But we're not going to go there. We're going to move right along because the United States will then venture a fucking earthquake of an 8.9, and it won't be nice for me to come out my character. Just know that is my baby father. We have raised this child together, and that's all we're going to be on.
Oh, my God, Warren. Okay.
Bitch, the girls are really trying to shake the motherfucker.
Yes, they are, Kelly, but
they
you started shaking tables. I told you we was ending this shaking table stuff.
Miss A, they want to take the legs off the table, Miss A, okay?
They want to disassemble, they want to drop the chandelier and
take
the fucking table.
I like your table. And Miss Naima, you in here trying to shake some tables slightly like you playing cards. What is your interest in my son or sons?
Ooh. Girl, you know her interest.
One of them, she trying to burn the bricks off her.
Oh, shit.
Since we got her on the phone, well, Naima, was Naima talking to you?
Was she, huh?
Stop this shit.
Oh, Naima, not the cricket.
Oh, shit.
No, wait a minute. What are you saying? Was she talking to me?
Stop your shit, Miss Day, the femme queen slaying the butch queen. Stop your shit.
Let me tell you something, okay? All right, now, one.
I love it.
I didn't even look at that video. That was number one. And number two, when I was told what the video was giving and stuff like that, I had mixed feelings, so I didn't even want to watch it. And my whole thing is, whatever I do, which is, first of all, she didn't name no name, so I'm not even going to come and say anything directly towards Tanya or anything like that. But all I'm saying is, some queens and the things that we do what we have to do to survive, to make it. So,
and to keep them.
Yeah, so with that being said, whatever I do, whatever she does, whatever anybody else does or whatever like that, she nobody be canceling no stone.
Oh, wow.
Why are y'all talking in codes? What do y'all got to do to keep them? I want to know.
You bet, if they want to get fucked, you bet to fuck them because they will go out and get it one way or the other. Nobody should have to want something out of their relationship if they got it laying in that bed. Stop that shit.
Never mind.
Okay, I catch it. Okay.
But who's to say the Sin Queens are supposed to just
Hold on.
Oh, please don't go there. Just please do not go there. You will lighten up the whole phone lines. And I don't got time for that.
Where the red phone at?
The red phone is right here, honey. Baby, she ain't going off yet, honey.
Saying is, who's to say what anybody is supposed to do when the door's closed? It doesn't make you any lesser than a film queen or any lesser or butch queen, any lesser than a man or whatever it may be.
Okay. And when
but
they get ready to disrespect you,
talk about people need to stop their shit because they want to play the boys or anything like that. I mean, come on now.
Well, and what about all the girls that only thing they like to do is take cock down their throat?
I've always believed what happens behind closed doors happens behind closed doors.
Amen. That's the same way I feel. Whatever happens in your bedroom happens in your bedroom. It's nobody else's business.
Bedroom,
no, it isn't.
I'm not about to get up on no camera or make no video and condemn somebody or read somebody or talk about people.
Naima,
but
you
got
to go home, girl. Stop.
Stop, girl.
You gotta go home.
Oh, girl, they just keep me with all the film queens use their meat. Name one that don't. Girl, now, you're trying it. I'm not gonna.
That bitch is stupid. She said, wait, now go.
That's not the picture I'm going to put out there, honey. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't
do those type of things.
I don't know what you're talking about, honey.
What's been done in my room because it's dark and the door is closed, so I don't remember.
Exactly.
And
this is coming from a girl. See, this is just you, so nasty girl. You want to hit me with that, girl, just because you all oh, girl. Oh.
Kelly, the father just hit me up. He said, "What does the girls have to say about him?"
Who?
Father.
Oh,
who's the father? No, this is not fair. We all here. Who's the father?
Oh, they said, tell Alexis to keep it cute. She's talking about everybody else's kids. Let's talk about her ratchet ass bottom.
What's the point?
That's what they said.
Oh, okay. Because I'm pretty sure everybody's son.
I'm pretty sure everybody's son what?
Nothing. Never mind.
Because you're absolutely right. But I'm pretty sure we're not going to sit up.
She's sure everybody's son gets slayed one time or another.
Okay. Well, all of them do.
Yeah, they're butch queen.
Yeah, that's not gags.
Right. It takes the right man to get on top. That's all that is, honey. They see one they can't pass by. They're going to lay for it.
And while they're worrying about him being a bottom, they're probably the ones that will let him climb on their back.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm.
It's the difference between A being A bottom and being everybody's bottom. Now that.
Well, somebody just hit me up and said I'm everybody's top.
Oh. Oh, wow. When I got into this conversation, I gagged that y'all was daring to have the conversation about Tick Tick Chanel.
That's my brother. I don't care. I'm going to talk about shit, nigga. You better not put your motherfucking hands on me because I'm going to shoot your ass. I love you to death, but hey, real is real. You whoop the girls.
Mm.
I don't care. I love you, though. Naima,
your name is known, Naima. Everybody knows who you are, so don't talk. Miss A, we would hate for you to get knocked.
Oh, God.
Naima, would you date Tick Tick?
Yeah, Miss A, you better hold that pose. You
hold that pose. Oh, shit.
I'm off this
one. They said femme queens that use their dicks. Femme queens that use their dicks should not get mad when they're called niggers.
No, femme queens that run around and say they use their dick should not be mad when they're called niggers. Femme queens that are femme queens and that is being assumed should be very upset, bitch, because you don't know what the fuck I do in my room.
That's just like saying butch queens that use their booty should not be mad when somebody calls them a girl.
Hold on, wait. Let me put this disclaimer out right now. I am not messing with your daddy, so please don't call him and tell him nothing. Okay?
Oh. Somebody said he gonna fuck her, then take her car and drive from one state to another.
Oh shit. I'm not bothering your daddy.
Alexis, you got it hot going over there in Brooklyn. That hole be bopping. What's this giving him?
Oh, I try to stay to myself, but the girls keep calling me out.
I'm saying this
so
is a scandal.
Think the reason why, so why y'all think CJ is out here robbing the girls now?
Because
we're
New
not,
York don't
we're
want
not
to give
gonna,
them
we're
more
not
money.
We're not going to turn this into a hold of the last 15 minutes about my son. We're not. Nobody else don't want to talk about their son, so we're not going to talk about mine.
That's right, sister.
Okay, baby, please, no.
Baby, please.
He robbed the girls, he robbed the mistake. They're stupid mistake, and they got robbed mistake, and what the fuck? And the next bitch opened a motherfucking door to him, he gonna rob her too.
Okay.
But you know what the
hell
was
if
like?
If you slipping, you slipping. Oh my God, somebody just hit it. They just typed in because he a crackhead. Why you think?
Mistake. First of all, the girl should know mistake. Just because it's a butch queen mistake, it don't make it no motherfucking different from a motherfucking piece of trade mistake. The piece of trade come over, the girls want to motherfucking hide all their motherfucking valuables, hide their iPads, hide their iPhones in the drawer, hide their laptop underneath
the
mattress. Just because he got butch queen in front of his name, they want to leave all their shit laying around. A butch queen is just like the motherfucking trade mistake. They'll rob you too, bitch.
Okay.
Because at least the trainer just rob you and steal your shit. The butch queen to steal your shit and use your social.
And put the shit up on Facebook talking about why you mad.
Okay.
And play with your feelings and your emotions and everything.
Okay. Trainer just gonna steal your shit. The butch queen to steal your shit and your identity.
The butch queen will steal your shit and come to the function the next night.
And our butch queen is gonna die.
Fuck around, have a cell phone in your name, the lights, the gas.
And the girls want to get mad. Don't get mad, Mr. Because he robbed y'all, Mr. Y'all knew what he was getting. Y'all knew what
I
y'all was getting.
I think Kelly got
into
the most reckless sons, and then would be Alexis, and then mine.
My sons are not reckless.
You my babies my are angels.
My boys don't mess with nobody.
My babies mine are angels, honey. You never get their tea. They just like, mama, honey, we sweeps it all under the rug.
Mine's a rob you blind, Miss Sadie.
This is my son.
My son, no, my boys don't give all that. We don't have those problems.
Oh, Miss Kelly said, my son will rob you blind.
I teach his mind, baby. You better hide all that. You better hide. You better never let that right hand know what the left one's doing, honey. You don't dish nothing here. You slide everything under the rug. To the back of the closet.
Baby. Ooh, no more about the
all
kids.
This you and your kids are silent sluts, Divine. Oh, really?
Oh, shit.
Is that how you feel? I got you.
Baby.
I wasn't a slut on top of you.
Ooh.
On top.
Child,
you want to can ride. You can take. You can ride from the top too. Don't even do it.
Okay.
The girls tonight, Miss Thing. Girl, y'all asked for it, Miss Thing, and y'all got it, Miss Thing. Girl, it's still 130 people on the phone line and 17 people in the chat room, Miss Thing. The girls. I hope y'all get in y'all life, honey.
Well, stay away from my motherfucking signs. Don't go looking for them or nothing.
Yes, baby. Baby, all the girls want to sit here and they want to come for my son and say, well, they ain't going to stop. I bet you he'll be at somebody's house tomorrow.
I'm going to expect him.
That's the sad part, Kelly, because you're telling the truth.
Mistake, he'll be at somebody's house tomorrow, Mistake. And all this publicity, Mistake, the same publicity we gave TikTok, Mistake, and the girls hitting TikTok up, I mean, hitting him up and asking what's his Facebook page. Tomorrow when I wake up, Mistake, I have a whole bunch of inboxes asking me what's my son name, Mistake, and the girls beat off Fly Him to Another State, Mistake, and he beat off Robbed You Too, Bitch. Don't call me, Bitch, after he robbed you, Bitch.
Gag City, Bitch, Gag City. Get into this. I want to suck Kelly Rock, too. That weight list looks good. That weight loss looks good.
Baby. Honey, yeah. I ain't done. Tell him I ain't done. Tell him I ain't done yet, honey. I'm taking my lipazine pills right now, honey. I ain't done.
Ever since you've been with Alexis, you got slimmer and slimmer.
You know, two big bitches can't run around together.
I'm not gonna say that.
What they said?
No, girl.
I'll be in Oakland in 3 weeks.
Well, you gonna have to come to LA for this thing.
Oh, I gotta come there. I'll be in LA after I leave Oakland. I'll be in LA for 3 weeks.
So tell him
inbox me.
Are you going to go see
no
your son?
Don't put no with a typo now, bitch. That looks good, girl, please. That ain't no damn typo. It made sense. I got you.
Oh,
you going
sure.
to see my husband?
What did you say?
You going to see my husband?
Yes. He'll be here a week and a half.
Oh, okay.
Well, the Butch Queens are a mess. Oh, husband. You Butch. Butch
so
Queens are a mess, honey.
Inboxing Nicole while he was here, girl.
Alexis, you got a husband?
The
oh,
one that
shit.
You was inboxing while he was here.
The one I was inboxing while he was here. Who was I inboxing while he was there?
Thanks for reaching out.
You know what, girl? You keep it to yourself, bitch. Was they talking back?
No, they wasn't.
Let me tell you something, Kelly. I never talk to anybody that doesn't talk back to me. Are you stupid?
They wasn't talking. They wasn't talking back. Trust me. They wasn't talking back.
Okay.
Trust me, honey.
I don't know.
Baby, trust and believe. Trust and believe. When the request came around, they said, "Mother, who is this?"
Oh.
I said, "Block."
So I hope that y'all never let me know who this person is.
Oh well, you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry. You won't. You can't see his page anymore anyway.
Oh my god.
Oh, you had him blocked. Are you doing that? Are you want to play like that?
Play like what?
You want to do that? Are you sure you want
play
to
like,
do that?
Play like what, Mister?
Are you telling your children to block me?
I send a request for one of your graham crackers, Mister, and you motherfucking denied my motherfucking request, Mister. So I denied your request.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh my god.
One graham cracker for another graham
Ooh.
Cracker.
You told me the same way, Nicole.
But
she loved her churn so dearly, but she'll auction them all for a piece of dick. That's how the bitch is, though.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
She will auction them off to get a piece of cock in her mouth. I don't care.
I don't know what y'all talking about. I'm a Christian woman. I'm a Christian woman with a whole lot to say.
You would sell your kids to the devil.
I'm trying for 2013 to go to church every other Sunday.
Good Lord.
Okay. Baby, I don't know what y'all talking about. I ain't auctioning nothing off, and I ain't selling nothing, and I ain't got nothing, honey.
That woman told me.
Oh, my God, wait. I got another. I thought night season was over for Kelly. Who is that in the profile? I only knew it wasn't a BQ because there was no facial hair.
Oh, shit.
What's your secret, Kelly? I want to dice this season.
On that note, honey, can everybody please say goodnight?
The white man is
about to cut us off.
Don't run,
okay.
Carolyn. Don't you run, girl. Come to the light.
Do you want me to break the legs off the table again?
Oh, sister, I didn't know you were going back down that road. Let me go look on my Facebook. I need to get the kid.
Oh, I got it all.
Girl, y'all want to shake the table, honey?
No, girl, ain't nobody shaking.
Hey, I tell the girl, stop, don't shake my table, honey. Stay away from my table.
Shake that motherfucker.
Yes,
girl.
That motherfucker. That motherfucker. I'm shaking the shit out of it.
Girl, y'all better stop, honey.
bottles.
Ooh.
You see it, Divine?
I'm on my way, and she's loaded.
You know that's yeah, because you know that's your field too.
Oh, oh girl, what can I say? You know, we got good taste, don't we, Kelly?
Yes, we do, honey. Okay.
Oh, wait, Nicole, honey, you're not too far from it, honey. I remember that tap on the shoulder you gave me, honey, that got us quite acquainted over one. Don't do that.
Okay.
Well, you know. That you child.
Yeah, because Kelly said Nicole was trying to. Never mind.
Devon, check your inbox, Devon.
Girl, because Nicole cheered and Nicole low key checked me over one. I was like, oh no, this is no tea, honey girl. Wait.
Devon, look in your inbox.
Okay.
Ooh. Miss Alexis, keep it cute.
I ain't saying nothing.
Drunk.
Yeah, y'all too much. I can't say. I'm so
ooh,
bad.
Kelly, wait, girl. Ooh.
Child, please, Kelly. Please.
Oh, you such a mess. Let me call my brother, honey. We're going to jump this one.
Oh, no.
Oh, bitch, Divine, they all took a family picture together, bitch. I was on there.
Girl, what? Oh, Kelly, bitch, I need your recipe. What are you doing to these bitches? I can't get none of mine to get no picture together, girl. They just swinging over a girl. That's a no-no.
Chicken
up first.
Yes, bitch. Y'all better motherfucking know it. And y'all just now found out the secret. Thank you for having us, and thank you for listening to Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
excuse me, what happened?
You didn't hear that whisper? Somebody whispered out. What was the secret? They said, shaking that purse.
Bitch, please, never.
Oh, Miss Sting, I thought you
never.
Were being truthful tonight.
I am. Never. Never.
Oh.
You were still going off like that.
Oh, me, girl, I'm just off. Jesus.
Yes.
Baby. That's a nice one, though, Kel.
Thank you, Nicole. Nicole tried to shake the table. I had to shake back.
I tried to shake the table, Kelly.
Ooh. How did you try to shake the table, sis? What happened?
I shook that motherfucking table, Divine. I shook it so bad, Miss Thing was in the car for 2 days.
And I shook back.
But no, Divine, not Divine, Nicole, you got to catch it. You can tell when she's lonely and depressed because, bitch, she posts like 4 or 5 statuses on Facebook. That means she ain't got nobody over there to keep her attention.
Right.
And she got somebody to keep her attention, you don't hardly hear from her.
And every poster that she posts is a loving, caring,
yes,
let's get
yes,
it together, people,
yes,
and la, 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 la,
yes,
and strength and all this stuff.
I've been hurt and I've been done wrong and all. Girl, stop saying that shit, bitch.
Girl, I can't with y'all.
Well, Miss Singh, I'm happy that you happy.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm always happy for you.
But I will eat at that table if you say anything out of the way.
Ooh.
I'm not worried. You have to wait for something else to come before you can eat again. Trust me.
Miss Kelly,
let me tell you something, bitch. You have done so much motherfucking damage, Miss Thang, girl. I don't want to be shook again.
Ooh.
Okay.
Well, you just got to, it's a healing process, sis. It's just a healing process.
What?
And once they have healed, you know, they get back into it, you know.
You
girl, I'm going to have to hit the East Coast, honey, because I done had all the desirables out here.
You don't got to worry. We coming to the West Coast.
Okay, well, girl, we can switch up, honey. I'm going to shake y'all tree. You can shake mine, and whatever lemons fall off, honey, go for it.
Baby, yes, honey. Baby.
I'll be
at the coldest winter ever. After the coldest winter ever, I'll be in New Orleans for Mardi Gras and the Super Bowl, bitch. And then I'm leaving from there, and I'm going to Oakland. And from Oakland, I'll be in L.A.
Will he be with
you?
Oh,
yeah.
Will he
Kelly? Kelly,
yes.
You forgot about
North
Carolina.
He will be with you, so that means
no,
that you
North
are
Carolina is after that.
Oh, I forgot, honey. Mardi Gras is coming. That switches up my sexuality for Mardi Gras.
Yes, Nicole. Yes, it will be.
He will be with you. See, yeah, we know it.
That's right. Get them every. Go ahead. Do your thing, bro.
Yeah,
Camp and Canal. That's all I got to say.
Baby.
Legendary.
I need an explanation for that, Alexa.
Well, y'all about to be clicked off.
I'm tired of all. Listen, girl, I just can't with these girls, honey.
Well, keep your table at home, and you girls have a nice night.
Baby, I ain't worried about it. You keep your table at home.
Oh, my table is not entertaining. It's not even a part of that era. So.
Oh, okay,
I know,
yes. Because I would hate to have to snap those fucking legs off.
Good night, Blog Talk, you guys.
Okay. Okay, everybody say good night because we got 3 minutes and the white man's going to be telling us good night.
Good night, everyone.
Yes, honey. Like I tell y'all every Monday when I'm live on the air, I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway y'all definitely do go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex because the life you save will definitely be your own. I want to thank everybody that sat here with us for these 2.5 hours. And the show will be live tomorrow with London in the Tea Party cast. And then the State of Emergency show will be live on the air on Monday. We're going to take y'all away with the North Carolina commercial. Love you all. Good night.
The 5th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, February 23rd, 2013. Grand prize number one, open to all team space, the Dream Team, for $2,000. Grand prize number two, open to all performance, for $1,000. Legends versus $1,000 club winners. Versus of the years versus challengers. Mini grants include drags,